जयं शिशुपाल परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमान अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महर्षील प्रभुपाद की जयं नितिलीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमान भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की आनंदपुरी वैष्णव बृंद की नामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सहो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపినాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన ధామికి మాయపూర్ ధామికి మధురపురి ధామికి జగన్నాథపురి ధామికి ద్వారకాపురి ధామికి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్తవృందకి గౌర ప్రేమనంది ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరాంగ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద్ నమామి శుభదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రసాయ భూదలే శ్రీమతి భక్తివేదానంద స్వామినిది నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వదేవం గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణి విశేషూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారిణి ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రాహగృహీతాంగం మాముద్ధర భవార్ణవాన్ శ్రీమద్భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవ సాగరే మనోరథే మదీయోయం సబలా సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవ భవే భవే యదా భక్తి పాదయోర్స్తవ జాయతే తథా కురుష్వ దేవేశ నాదస్త్వం నో యద ప్రభో నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వపాప ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖశమనం తం నమామి హరిం పరం జన్మాద్యస్య యతోన్వయాదితరద చార్తేష్వభిజ్ఞస్వరాట్ తేనే బ్రహ్మ హృదయ ఆది కవయే ముహ్యం ధియత్ సూరయం తేజో వారిమృతం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృష నామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్త కుహకం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి ధర్మ ప్రోజ్జిత కైదవోత్ర పరమో నిర్మత్సరాణాం సదాం వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివదం తావత్రయోన్మూలనం శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరై ఈశ్వర సద్యో హృదయ వరుణ్యేత్ర కృతి శుశ్రూషుభీ తక్షణాన్ నిగమకల్పతరుర్గలితం ఫలం శుకముఖాదమృతద్రవ సంయుతం పిపద భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసిగా భువి భావుకాః సచ్చిదానందరూపాయ విశ్వోత్పత్తి హేతవే తాపత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నుమాం ప్రవ్రజందమనుభేదమభేదకృత్యం ద్వైపాయనో విరహకాదరమజ్జుహావ పుత్రేది తన్మయదయత్తరవోభినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిమానతోస్మి యస్వానుభావమఖిల శ్రుతిసారమేకం అధ్యాత్మదీపం అతిథిదీర్షదాం తమోందం సంసారిణాం కరుణయాః పురాణ తం వ్యాససోనుముపయామి గురుం మునీనాం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే కమనీయ కిశోరముగ్ధమూర్తే కలవేణుకునిదాద్రదాననేందోః మమ వాచి విజృంభతాం మురారే మధురిం న కనికాపి కావికాపి నమామి విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రసాయ భూదలి శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇది నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవిం ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണി നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശകാരിണി ശ്രീമത് ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജ സ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശാ യാസാം ഹരികഥോദ്ഗീതം പുനാതി ഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാനുവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിത ചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദഗീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദര മന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യ പരം ബ്രഹ്മ വാസദാം പുരതോ മമാം മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ So, in the Rasa dance or Rasa Krida or Rasa Leela, Sukadeva Goswami says, Bhagavan Abhido Ratri Sharadot Phulla Malliga Vicharandam Manaschakre യോഗമായാമുപാശ്രിതാഹം തദോടു രാജൻ കൊകുവക്കുരേർമുഖം പ്രാച്യാവിലിപ്പൻ അരുണേന ശന്തമൈ നസചർഷണീനാമുതകാശുചോ മൃജൻ പ്രിയപ്രിയായാമിവ ദീർഘദർശനാം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ കുമുദ്വന്ദമഖണ്ഡമണ്ഡലം രമാനനാഭം നവകുങ്കുമാരുണം വനഞ്ചതൽ കോമളഗോപിരഞ്ജിതം ജഗൗക്കളം വാമദൃശം മനോഹരം നിശമ്യഗീതം തദനംഗവർദ്ധനം വ്രജസ്ത്രീയ കൃഷ്ണഗൃഹീതമാനസാഹ ആജഗ്മു അന്യോന്യം അലക്ഷിതോദ്യമ സയത്ര കാന്തോജവലോലകുണ്ടലാഹ സോ ദിസ് ഈസ് ദ ബിഗിനിങ് ഓഫ് രാസക്രീഡ ഓർ രാസഡാൻസ് വി ഹവ് സീൻ ഏർലിയർ that this rasam or rasam what we have discussed it says we mentioned there that anubhuti means that when we have completely given up our effort and recognizing that it is only by Krishna's mercy only by mercy one can experience that anubhuti means that experience of the soul So we talked about it yesterday. The important thing is this acceptance in spiritual life. In spiritual life, acceptance is the most important thing. And whether it is from the Upanishads, or from Bhagavad Gita, or from Srimad Bhagavatam, that it is very clearly explained there that namethaya not by intelligence discussion about the from the shastram self realization will not happen na yascha moodhatamo loke Na buddhe, yastu buddher param gadaha. That in the world, there is a intelligence is also sometimes a barrier. It is not with intelligence that you get spiritual life, spiritual realization. Na medhaya grandhartha dharana shatya na bahuna shudena. Even if you have heard a lot, it's not necessary it has to happen. But whom one has taken, accepted, who has accepted Krishna as the life and soul, he will have that mercy from Krishna to come through. So, at that point is that when one realizes that one who has accepted the soul or presence of the soul or as a devotee, Krishna's presence, and he has committed himself that he wants to realize the truth, such a person has to understand that he had acquired everything what he wants in this world. And he also knows very well, whatever you may acquire in this world, hiding behind that acquired object is distress. Hiding behind that object that's been acquired there is distress. So, has experienced this world sufficient and has found that there is distress in this world and one cannot escape from that. If ever any happiness comes, it is always followed by a distress. That is why it's mentioned that a devotee or a person who is looking for spiritual realization, he has to come to this understanding that he wants Krishna, nothing else. He has come to that firm understanding that nothing in this world is satisfying him. There is no happiness in this world, number one. Number two, any little happiness what comes here, behind that there is a distress to follow. That is why it mentions, Dukkhanya lokya jandushu alamudita vivekoham acharya varyaham labdhva tvadrupa tattvam gunacharita gata ulbhaval bhakti bhuma mayamenam taritvam paramasugamaye tulkripa modidahe tasyayam purvarangaha pavanapurapade nashaya shesharogan. Dukkhanya lokya jandushu. First thing is that, Dukkhanya lokya jandushu. Every living entity in this world is experiencing distress in some form or the other. Alam udida vivekam. From there, intelligent person, one who has got the capacity to discriminate, he realizes that alam udida vivekoham acharya varyam. That vivekam comes to him, discrimination comes to him, and he sees that everywhere, that distress in every living entity. And seeing that, all those who are jandushu, it is mentioned there. Jandu means an animal. Everyone who has taken birth is an animal. Is an animal. Jayate iti jandu. That is the definition. If you have taken birth, you are an animal. Practically, that is how Shastram defines that. Dukkhanya lokya jandushu. That it has taken, because you took birth, it means you are an animal. Because you are an animal. So, after seeing the human species or any species if you like, you can see that struggle for existence going on in one way or the other. And it is true even in the human society also. So, it is then that when one has discrimination like that, he takes a shelter, he decides to go, that he wants to be free from this environment, from this state. And alamudita vivekoham acharya varyaha, that he goes to a person and inquires from him, labdhva tvadrupadatvam gunacharita gata ulbhaval bhakti bhumaha, that hears about Krishna, about the soul, about the satyambaram dhimahi, about the absolute truth from the acharya, and fearing from him ulbhaval bhakti bhumaha, then by practice he develops bhakti in him. Mayami, by hearing about Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's qualities, the nature of the truth, absolute truth, and he will cross over Maya in that way. And and for that, in order to get to that state, the first thing required is that that one has to be come to this understanding that that one has to have a certain help from Krishna's side also to bring us into that platform, bring us into that state. So sometimes we may ask the question, why not everybody be great to Krishna consciousness? It's not possible, because Buddha said about, mentioned about that, yadi janma jara maranam na bhaved. Buddha says, in this world, wherever he looked, what he say, saw there was janmam, birth, maranam, death, vyadhi, illness, and viyogam, separation at the end. If all these things were not there, this world would not have been a bad place to stay. It would be a nice place to stay. But because these things are there, birth, death, disease, and old age and death, or separation, all these things is constantly frightening, threatening us, constantly threatening us. Therefore, one has to make the decision that he wants to have the permanent thing in this world, permanent thing in this world. As we mentioned before, that when Brahma started the creation, and Brahma saw the distress what the living entities are going through after the creation, Krishna has instructed Brahma to create. Brahma created. And from the creation he saw that all they are all his children, isn't it? They are all Brahma's, we are all Brahma's children. So Brahma saw the distress we are going through, life after life, birth after birth, and seeing that, Brahma decided to stop the creation, and it was then that he complained to Krishna that what is the purpose of my creation? And there is a discussion between Brahma and Krishna about that in the Bhagavadam, and Brahma explained to Krishna that creation process is very painful. This creation process is very painful. Because everyone who has been created is only going through, at the end, they are not experiencing any happiness, rather it is only disturbing the father, Brahma. So Brahma decided to stop creation, and Krishna says to him that creation must continue. And it was then that Brahma requested Krishna that you have to give them some way out from this misery, from this material existence. They should be given some opportunity to come out of this material life, and that is when the discussion you see in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the third canto. In the third canto, if you look, you will see there is a discussion between Krishna and Brahma. If you look into the third canto, ninth chapter, you will see a discussion between Krishna and Brahma about this. Brahma glorifies Krishna and says to him that I've come to know about you, but the main problem is the people whom I have created, who have been created, they do not know about you. They have no idea about you. For many years of austerities and penances, I have come to know about you. But others whom I have, who has been created, they don't know about you. And and they don't, because they don't know about you, therefore they are suffering. And there is a long discussion there. You can see in the Bhagavatam, the whole ninth chapter, Brahma's glorification of Krishna. Shri Brahma Vacha Nyadosi Medya Sujiran Manudeha Vajam Nanyayade Bhagavadoga Dirityavadyam Nanyatvadasti Bhagavan Nabidanna Shuddham Maya Gunam Vedigara Dirudur Vipasim Nyadosi Medya Sujiran Manudeha Vajam Nanyayade Bhagavadoga Dirityavadyam. Then, after performing penances for a long period of time, I came to know about you. But the problem with the other living entities are na nyayado bhagavato gadirityavadyam, that they don't know about you. Nanyatvadasti bhagavan abhinanna shuddham, that as far as I'm concerned, he says to Krishna, that nobody exists outside you. Maya gunam vyadigarat urudur vibhasim. Because of the three modes of material nature, It is only due to the three modes of material nature we feel this diversity in the creation. Diversity in the creation is because of the three modes of material nature. And then Brahma spoke to him about the misfortune of the created beings, how they are going through the different different distresses in life in different forms. And Krishna asked Brahma, if it is like that, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? You will see, this is Maitreya Rishi speaking Srimad Bhagavatam to Vidura. Maitreya Rishi speaking Srimad Bhagavatam to Vidura. And Maitreya Rishi mentions there that Brahma, when he finished this glorification of Krishna, he retired from there as though he is very tired of everything.
So sambhavam nishamevam tapo vidya samathimi yavan mano vajastutva virarama sakhinnavad.
That word khinnavad. Khinnavad means in distress. After glorifying Krishna, he retired in distress.
Shri lokasamsthana vijnanam atmana parigidhyada tamaha ghadaya vaja kushmalam kashmalam shamayan nivam.
Then Krishna understood the problem that Brahma is having a little sort of depression in him. And therefore, and Krishna understands very well that our distress and unhappiness is coming from what? From ignorance, not from anything else. Ajnanam is the cause of all distress in this world. No knowledge, no ignorance in other words. So, it is then that Krishna understood that Brahma is actually very very unhappy because of the ignorance that was developing inside. So, still Krishna says that, continue with Ma Veda Garbhashas Tandrim Sarga Udyama Mavaha Tanmaya Abadidam Hagre Yanmam Prathayade Bhavan. Krishna says to Brahma, don't give up, continue creation, he says to him. Because whatever you want, all the facilities I have already decided to offer it to you. Continue austerities and penances, and at the same time continue serving Krishna all the same. And in that way, due to the austerities and penances, and also due to the upasana, and you will see the truth clearly inside, he said. And Brahma continued about his distress. And it is then that you will see in that prayers when he prayed to Krishna in his prayers to Krishna. If you look at the verse 15, that I only see one thing, he says to Krishna. What is that? Unless you show some mercy, they will not be able to escape from this three modes of nature. And I need some guarantee from you that if anybody in this world, if he takes your shelter, and if at the time of death somehow they chant your holy name, or remember you, or your any of your pastimes, they should be allowed to free themselves from this material existence. This guarantee, he got it in writing from Krishna, who on our behalf, Brahma spoke to Krishna and got this agreement with Krishna. Krishna said to him, if that is what is the problem, that he is willing to sign the contract. That contract is that verse 15. Yasya avatara guna karma vidambanani namani ye asuvigame vivashagranandi te nega janma shamalam sahasaivahitva samyanda bhavrata mradam tamajam prabadyem. Yasyavatara gunakarma vidambanani namani. If anyone who remembers about avataram, avataram means Krishna's appearance, avataram gunakarma vidambanani, and any of the transcendental pastimes or transcendental qualities of Krishna or transcendental appearance of Krishna, yasyavatara gunakarma vidambanani namani, or even the holy name of Krishna, even the holy name of Krishna, any one of them. Holy name, transcendental qualities, transcendental appearance, and transcendental activities. If any of them,
ഇഫ് വൺ റിമെമ്പേഴ്സ് അറ്റ് ദ ടൈം ഓഫ് ഡെത്ത്. യസ്യാവതാര ഗുണകർമ്മ വിഡംബനാനി നാമാനി യേ അസുവിഗൻ അസുവിഗമേ വിവശാഗ്രണന്തി. അസുവിഗമേ മീൻസ് അസു മീൻസ് പ്രാണൻ, ദ ലൈഫ് എയർ. വെൻ ദ ലൈഫ് എയർ ലീവ്സ് ദിസ് ബോഡി, വിവശാഗ്രണന്തി ഇൻ എ വെരി വീക്ക് സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ബിക്കോസ് അറ്റ് ദ ടൈം ഓഫ് ഡെത്ത് വെൻ ദ ബോഡി ഈസ് ഗെറ്റിംഗ് സെപ്പറേറ്റഡ് ഫ്രം ദി സോൾ, ദി ഹോൾ ബോഡി ഈസ് ഇൻ എ വെരി in a very weak state, isn't it? Vivashagranandi, that doesn't have the strength. It knows that body is going to go. And when the body is soul is leaving the body becomes weaker. And that is why at the time of death, what we see is there that slowly we lose all our strength. Physical strength, mental strength, intellectual strength, all strength goes little by little like a bulb that is going away. It goes away. So therefore, yasyavatara gunakarma vidambanani namani ye asvigame vivashakranandi teneiva janma shamalam sahasaiva hitva samyandi. Then at that point in time, at the time of death, we cannot have our strength. We won't be able to focus on anything, even if you want to, because you just don't have the strength. There is no strength in the body or mind or intelligence left. And it will be very difficult to focus on anything by your own effort. By your own effort to focus on Krishna, to focus on the holy name or transcendental activities, it will be very, very difficult. But at that time, even in that situation, if somehow the holy name comes to the lips, തേനൈവ ജന്മശമലം ജന്മശമലം സഹസൈവ ഹിത്വ സംയന്തി അപാവൃതമൃതം തമജം പ്രപദ്യേ. That you should give them, even if they don't chant it properly, or if they can't do it properly, if at least their thoughts that come to them, then you should accept them and take them out of this cycle of birth and death. This was Brahma's request, and Krishna has agreed. So there you can see, yasyavatara gunakarma vidambanani namani ye asvigame vivashagrinandi teneiva janma shamalam sahasaiva hitva samyandi apavrnamradam tamajam prabadhyem. Then at the time of death, Brahma knows every living entity. He is seeing this, how they are leaving this body. Most of the living entities, when they leave this body, they do not have any strength to think about Krishna or to chant the holy name of Krishna. Mostly they have not practiced it during their life in this world. They got absorbed in karma, and karma has created a lot of karmic reactions, and all the karma vasanas that has been created inside, it is preparing for another body. While living within this body itself, they are preparing for another body. Seeing that, Brahma saw this miserable situation of the conditioned soul, that he is generating more and more fresh bodies for many, many lifetimes to come. And at the same time, they do not know how to free from themselves from this cycle, birth and death. So that's why he said, mentioned to Krishna, they don't have a lot of strength in them, because in this short period of life, what they have in this body, particular body, that they cannot execute spiritual life very seriously. They just don't have that strength. So therefore, even if they remember you at the time of death, even if they can't do it, they don't have the strength to do anything, but at least at the time of death, if they just remember you, either your activities, transcendental activities, or transcendental pastimes or appearance, or transcendental qualities, or at least the holy name of Krishna. At least the holy name of Krishna. യസ്യാവതാര ഗുണകർമ്മ വിഡംബനാനി നാമാനി യേ അസവിഗമേ വിവശാഗ്രണന്തി വിവശാഗ്രണന്തി. ദേ ജസ്റ്റ് റിമെമ്പർ യു ത്രൂ ദ ഹോളി നെയിം ഓർ ത്രൂ ദി ട്രാൻസെൻഡൽ പാസ്റ്റ് ടൈംസ്. ഇഫ് ദേ ജസ്റ്റ് റിമെമ്പർ യു, യു ഷുഡ് ടേക്ക് ദം ബാക്ക്. ദിസ് ഇസ് വാട്ട് ബ്രഹ്മ സെഡ് ടു കൃഷ്ണ. ഇഫ് ദേ ജസ്റ്റ് റിമെമ്പർ യു, യു ഷുഡ് ടേക്ക് ദം ബാക്ക്, ബിക്കോസ് വിവശാഗ്രണന്തി. ദേ ആർ വെരി വെരി വീക്ക് അറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ടൈം. They are very, very weak. They don't have any strength to do anything. Teneiva janma shamalam sahasaiva hitva samyandi apavrutamrutam tamajam prabadhyem. Then, therefore, you have to accept that they have surrendered to you. That is why they have remembered you at the time of death. So when Brahma mentioned like this to Krishna, Krishna has accepted that principle. But prior to this verse, if you look, you will see Brahma says to Krishna that this remembrance also won't happen very easily unless you have shown them mercy. How will they remember? They on their own are very, very weak. All these created living beings are very, very weak. They don't have any strength in them. So, therefore, unless that rasam or taste for Krishna is there in a person, he will not develop any remembrance of you at the time of death. So that he mentioned prior to this. He says to Krishna, if you look at verse 14 in the 9th chapter, he says, Shashwal Sarubam Hasaiva Nibida Bhedam Mohaya Bhoda Dishanaya Nama Parasmai Vishodbhava Stidilayeshu Nimitalila Rasayate Nama Idam Chakrameshwaraya. There itself the rasam, he has spoken the definition of rasam. Brahma is defining rasam at that time. Shashwal Sarubam Mahasaiva Nibida Bhedam Mohaya Bhoda Dishanaya Nama Parasmaihi Vishodbhava Stidilayeshu Nimitalila Rasayate Nama Idam Chakrameshwaraya. Then always due to the state of self-realization, knowing very well who he is, in other words talking about Krishna, he knows who he is, and therefore due to the influence of that spiritual nature of Krishna, spirituality or spiritual realization or Chaitanya Surubam. Krishna is spirit, isn't it? Spiritual nature of Krishna. He does not have Mahasaiva Nibhida Veda Mohaya. He does not have Veda Buddhi. Veda Buddhi is in us, isn't it? Due to the three modes of material nature. Krishna is not affected by modes of material nature. And Krishna is purely spirit. Nature is spiritual. Because he is spiritual in nature, because he is not touched by the three modes of material nature, all time, Veda Mohaya, Veda Buddhi does not come to Krishna. Veda Buddhi does not come to Krishna. For us, there is Veda Buddhi. Somebody is higher, somebody is lower, somebody is rich, somebody is poor, somebody is beautiful, someone is ugly, somebody is strong, somebody is weak, somebody is knowledgeable, somebody is ignorant. Like this, and all kinds of, this is all Veda Buddhi in us, isn't it? Veda Buddhi. Practically, there is only soul in everybody. Body is only an external coverage. But seeing the body and Veda Buddhi develops in us. Veda Buddhi develops in us due to the vasanas inside and the external appearance of the body. Veda Buddhi is created inside. Krishna has no Veda Buddhi. Krishna has no Veda Buddhi. Why? Because he is purely spiritual in nature. That is what Brahma is saying there. Shashwal Swarupam. Your Swarupam is Shashwat eternal. Mahasaiva Nibhida Bhedamohayam. That Sas Mahasaiva Nibhida Bheda Mohaya Bhoda Dishanaya Nama Parasmai. And what is Krishna's form? Veda Buddhi is not there, plus he is completely conscious of everything all the time. Not only himself, he is totally conscious of everything what is going on everywhere because he is spiritual. And that spirit is present in everything, in everywhere. And therefore, everything what goes on everywhere, he is completely conscious of everything. That is what is mentioned there. That bodha dishanaya, that by nature, that Veda Brahman has gone, and at the same time, Krishna is conscious of everything in all creation what goes on. Nama parasmaihi, to him I pay my obeisances. Brahma says that then Vishol Bhavastidilayeshu Nimitta Lila Rasayate Nama Idam Chakrameshwaraya. He also Vishol Bhavastidilayeshu, the creation of this this world, creation of this Vishwam universe, Vishol Bhavam. Ulbhav means creation, sthiti, its sustenance, and at the end, its dissolution. all these three things, nimitta lila rasa yate, all this is happening in the soul. And Krishna is spiritual, so it is all happening within Krishna. Within Krishna. Vishwal bhavasthitilayeshu nimitta lila rasa yate. And in this lila rasam, or this creation, what is happening within that, within the soul, or in the background of the soul, vishwal bhavasthitilayeshu nimitta lila rasa yate. Lila rasam, Krishna has got that rasam in there. That is what, why it is called rasam. Because all this creation, maintenance, destruction, everything is happening in the background of the soul. So, and it is only Krishna's rasa, rasam. Vishwalbhavasthitilayeshu nimitta lila rasayam. Nimitta lila rasayate namaidam chakrameshwarayam. Brahma says to Krishna at that point that with the help of Maya, with the help of Maya, Krishna is playing with this creation. With the help of Maya, Krishna is playing with this creation. Basically, there is only Krishna in the whole creation. And in the background of Krishna, all these activities, what we are witnessing through our senses, what we are experiencing in this creation, is all happening in Krishna. Is happening in Krishna. It's happening in Krishna. That's why he's saying like that. Vishwalbhavasthitilayeshu nimitta rasam rasayate nama idam chakrameshwaraya. To that Supreme Personality, I pay my obeisances. It is after that, that was the verse before. So there itself, Brahma has mentioned about this rasam or rasam in the what Krishna experiences. So that is called rasam, what we are discussing here as rasakrida. In the rasakrida, that is what is spoken about. It is Krishna's rasam. Krishna is enjoying his creation in different ways. In different ways. So when the devotee or a person who is trying to advance on the spiritual path, when he comes to this confirmation, acceptance that I want that permanent thing, permanent vastu, nitya vastu, is called nitya vastu, because he is the only one that is the truth, everything else is false. This realization comes after going through many experiences in this world, having come to understand the temporary nature of this world, having seen that all living entities are experiencing distress in this world, and he also realizes that every little happiness what he is experiencing in this world is always followed by more distress. It, all these things has taken his attention from the world and to inquire about the permanent thing, what is inside, which is Krishna, the soul. So for him, therefore this important decision has to happen. Important decision has to happen in everyone. Otherwise, self-realization is a long way. It's a long way. So, and that has to come so strongly inside that right in this lifetime, I have to escape from here. I have to escape from here right in this lifetime. I don't want to accept another material body. That's determination has to happen inside in a natural way from the experience of this world. From the experience of this world. This is the way spiritual life happens. And if you make that decision, that is sufficient. That is the word of the rishis. Rishis are saying, first of all, you have to come to that platform, that there is distress in this world. This is not a place you want to live forever. There's every great spiritual leader has confirmed this. Nobody will glorify this world, that you can make your this place permanent. Place for permanent happiness or freedom from miseries. This will not happen here. That everyone accepts. Like Buddha said, "Yadi janma jara maranam na bhavet." When he was told by his father, who was a king, he told him that why he has created three palaces for him to stay for three different weather conditions. But Buddha, and he was seeing his renounced nature. His father was very concerned that he may leave home and take to the spiritual path, whereas he was expecting his son to take control of the administration of the planet, of the world, And Buddha was saying that he was becoming more and more thoughtful day by day. Yadi janma jara maranam na bhaved, he says, if there is no old age, disease and death in this world. I think I mentioned this before, how Buddha realized that. Buddha saw one day, Buddha was not allowed to go outside and mix with the people in the world. Because his father thought, if he goes out, he will see all the distress in this world. All the distress in this world. If he sees the distress, Buddha will not be interested in managing the world. So, seeing Buddha's state of mind, father decided not to allow him to go. But one day, he was given a chariot to drive around, and while he was driving around to see a person who was very, very old, and he inquired that what is wrong with that person. So the charioteer told him that he is an old person. His body has become old. Buddha asked him, my body will also become old. Charioteer said, yes, everybody, he said. So seeing that condition of that old person, Buddha says that if this is what is on offer, I am not interested. Yadi janma jara maranam na bhavet. If there is old age, if there is death, and if there is jara, the problems of the old age, then I am not interested in that, he said. Yadi ishtaviyogam na bhavet, he mentioned this to his father. If there is separation from everyone with whom you are interacting in this world, and one day they are all going to go, leave you and go, ishtaviyogam. If that's happening here, then where is the happiness, he said. Sarvam anityam na bhaved. Everything here is temporary. You have fought very hard and acquired a big kingdom, lot of wealth and assets, everything in this world. But one day, all of that will leave you. You will have to leave them and go from here. So, iha janmani kase radir na bhaved. What is the point in trying to be happy here? This was Buddha's question. Iha janmani kase radir na bhaved. What happiness can you have in these conditions? He said. So similarly, so all these realizations are important in spiritual life. Otherwise, you can't make that decision that you want to free yourself from here. On the one hand, once you have made that decision inside that you want to go, you don't want to stay in this situation, and immediately if that decision becomes very firm inside, Krishna will make sure in some way, somehow or the other, he will start pulling that jiva towards him. Therefore, because it is like that, spiritual life is the easiest thing in the whole activity. It doesn't require much of an effort or anything. Only thing is, a living entity has to come to this conclusion that he wants to escape from here. On the other hand, it is the most difficult thing also. On the one hand, it is the easiest thing because we make that decision, comes to that conclusion, and should not once again waver from that. You should not move away from that. You must come to that firm conviction that he does not want to come back here and live in this world again and wants to make this birth, this body as the last birth. So if one makes that complete decision, conclusion, then after that, it is Krishna's problem. Krishna pulls that jiva towards him. On the other hand, it is the most difficult thing because without taking this decision, whatever you may do as a spiritual activity, yoga process, ashtanga yogam, pranayamam, or meditation, doesn't matter anything, chanting the holy name also, even if you chant the holy name, or even if you study all the shastras, Krishna is saying, you are doing all that, but it is for some other purpose, not for escaping from here. This is Krishna's approach. Till that decision is made, not decision is not made, and keeping our attachment to this world, thinking that some adjustments are necessary here, but at the same time, make yourself engaged in spiritual activity. Krishna says you can continue that for as many years as you like, but nothing will happen. In order to stress this point, we mentioned yesterday also that making that decision is more important than anything else. Because we lack that decision in our life, what seems to happen? We tend to fall away from spiritual life. Why do we fall away from spiritual life? Because of this. That decision has not been made yet. That's why. Sometimes this side, sometimes that side. Sometimes in spiritual life, sometimes in material life. Comes back and forth. Why? The decision has not been made yet, what we want in life. That is the most important thing. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, this one particular thing has been spoken very forcefully in the case of many, many devotees. Many, many devotees. So, as far as Krishna is concerned, all your sadhana, practice of yoga process, or studying shastram, chanting the holy name, or even engaging in pranayamam, all other things, they're all fine. But if you have not made that decision, Krishna says it's going to be a very, very, very long haul. Very, very long haul. Because actually you don't want me, Krishna says. You want something else. For some other purpose, you are in spiritual life. Therefore, it goes on and on and on. That's why it is said that on one hand, spiritual life is easy. On the other hand, spiritual life is very difficult. You can see this in our own life. Even after accepting sannyasa ashram, where one has said goodbye to this world, still desires comes back. Want to have name, fame, followers, money, all sorts of things comes back. And that's what they want. So Krishna is saying that it is going to take time. It is not easy. It's not easy. So unless one is completely free from desires and made that decision that from this material world there is nothing to gain here, all that I have gained here is all ultimately a waste of time and nothing is going to stay here. Like the way Buddha has decided that he mentions here, yadi janma jara maranam na bhavet, that kind of decision. Yadi ishta viyogam na bhavet, ya sarvam anityam na bhavet, iha janmani kaser yadir na bhavet. Buddha's famous prayers, very, very famous. And Siddhartha, at such a young age, this realization had come to him. In many of the Buddhist tenets or what he has spoken, they are very much in agreement with the Vedas. There is no difference between the Buddhism and Vedic knowledge in that way. The only problem has come that Buddha has preached that through karmam and through renunciation, one can achieve perfection in spiritual life. But Vedic philosophy takes a little further and tells us that karmam alone cannot release us. It is by Krishna's grace that we get released from here. So in order to do that, the first thing is that we have to accept Krishna completely inside. Without acceptance, it's not going to happen. Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita also, isn't it? If you look into the second chapter, you will see what Krishna says. Prachahadiyada kaman sarvan parthamano gadan Atmanye Atmana Tushta Prasadam Abhigachadi. That Prajahadiyada Kaman. No desires anymore inside. Prajahadiyada Kaman. Why? Sarvan Parthamanogadan. Because desires are born out of the mind. Desires are born out of the mind. So, on the other hand, even if you don't have such a strong sadhana or yoga practices or pranayamam or study of the shastram, but inside this desiring for having Krishna or self-realization, in other words, that's all I want in this life, if that means it is known as mumukshatvam. Mumukshatvam means that intense desire to escape from here. That is mumukshatvam. Tivram tadarpita tadakhilacharya tasmarane parma vyakulataha. Narada Maharshi mentioned this in the Bhakti Sutram. He says, what is the one who develops bhakti? Question who came. Narada Maharshi says, tadarpida, tadakhilachara, tatsmarane, paramavyakuladaha. That he has surrendered unto you, and tadarpida, tadakhilacharam, tatsmarane, paramavyakuladaha. All his activities are only with this one goal, to get you, to get Krishna. All devotees' activities are only with one goal, to get Krishna. And his memory and all his mind and senses, intelligence is all the time absorbed in the self-realization process. And when he can't get it, he is feeling a little depression inside. Vyakulata. Vyakulata, parama vyakulata. Sometimes he is so unhappy that he is unable to get back to Krishna. If that mood develops in a person, even if his sadhana is weak, all other yoga processes he is not able to execute, Bhagavatam Krishna is saying here that he will come back to me. He will come back to me very easily. So Narada says like this, even we have to engage in all kinds of activities in this world, still that strength of conviction inside, that this work, this activity, and all these results from this world, this is not the goal. Going back to Krishna is the goal. That has to be very, and waiting for that knowing very well that everything is bringing distress in this world, and nitya vastu, permanent thing only in this world is Krishna or the soul. So you don't have to know what Krishna is at this stage. Even if you don't know, that Krishna will reveal to you who he is and what his pure nature is. But a jiva who is constantly struggling to go back to Krishna, and and whatever that he requires, if that state comes, a realization comes, all that is required for that, a proper spiritual master and a proper process for him, everything Krishna will bring it and place it in front of him. Krishna will bring all that. The only reason, it is not spiritual master you go in and inquire all over the world to find one. When one is ready, it is Krishna who arranges everything. Atmanyeva guru atmaiva purushasya visheshada pratyakshena anumanabhyam shreyasam anuvindade, Bhagavatam says, isn't it? Atmano guru atmaiva, inside, when we are ready for it, from inside the arrangement comes. Atmano guru atmaiva purushasya visheshada. Krishna organizes that because he knows who is ready for it. He knows who is ready for it. So, exactly like when a fish has been thrown out of the water, how it struggles back to get back to the water. Similarly, our mind also, when it moves away from Krishna, if it wants to go back to Krishna in the same way, that is the first step in the bhakti. First step in bhakti. So, detachment, renunciation from this world, and at the same time, that brings the jiva. And if jiva has experienced a little bit of the beauty of Krishna, and then he will get attracted to it. And he will forget this world. He will forget this world after that. So, gopis, you can see here, in their previous life, they were the rishis. They were the sages. And no one else in this world got attracted to Krishna like the way gopis got attracted to Krishna. So, and that too, in a very powerful way. And Krishna means Karshadi, one who pulls everyone towards him. So therefore the name Krishna has come. And they surrendered everything to Krishna. Then they give up religiosity, irreligiosity, dharmam, adharmam, everything they have given up. And they have accepted Krishna as their husband. And what does that mean? And in the Ekadasha Skandam, this accepting Krishna as a husband by the gopis, it is spoken about that in the 11th canto. In Ekadasha Skandam, you will see the explanation to that, how it was done by the gopis. It mentions there that in the Ekadasha Skandam, if you look, you will see gopis knew Pingala. Pingala's story is famous, isn't it? Pingala's story is famous. Pingala is one of the 24 spiritual masters. One of the 24 spiritual masters, Dattatreya Maharshi introduced her to to King Yadu in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna mentions that to Uddhava. That is the background in the... So if you look into the Pingala story in the Bhagavatam, you will see there that Pingala was a prostitute. Pingala was a prostitute. This Pingala if you look into the chapter 8 verse 30 actually that chapter begins with the story of Pingala begins from 22 Pingala nama veshyasil videha nagare pura tasyame shishidam kinjil nibodha nrupanandana സാ സൗരിണ്യേകദാകാന്തം സങ്കേത ഉപനേഷ്യതി അഭൂത്കാലേ ബഹിർദ്വാരി ബിബ്രതി രൂപമുത്തമം ഇൻ വിദേഹ ഇൻ ദി സെയിം കിങ്ഡം ആസ് മിഥില വേർ കിങ് ജനക റൂൾ വേർ സീതാദേവി വാസ് ബോൺ ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് പ്ലേസ് ദർ വാസ് എ ഫേമസ് പ്രോസ്റ്റിറ്റ്യൂട്ട് ബൈ ദ നെയിം പിംഗള ആൻഡ് ദാറ്റ് പിംഗള ഫ്രം പിംഗള ദത്താത്രേയ മഹർഷി സേസ് ഐ ഹവ് ലേൺഡ് എ വെരി ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ് ലെസൺ. Dattatreya Maharshi is always trying to learn from others. That's how he got this 24 spiritual masters, and Pingala is one of the 24 spiritual masters. In one occasion, Dattatreya Maharshi was passing through Mithila, and on one of the streets where Pingala was living, which happened to be a main road, where Dattatreya Maharshi, when he got there, outside Pingala's house, he saw a nice bench lying there. The Dattatreya Maharshi was tired and he wanted to take some rest. The Dattatreya Maharshi didn't know who was living there. He went to that bench and he sat down there. It's only later on the Dattatreya Maharshi noticed that by evening time the house became very busy and a very beautiful personality come from inside the house. Pingala very well dressed up like a prostitute. She was dressed up like a prostitute. When Pingala came out, she asked the Dattatreya Maharshi, "Who are you? What is the purpose of sitting here?" Pingala was actually waiting for her customers to come. And here, the Dattatreya Maharshi happened to be there. The Dattatreya Maharshi says to her, "My dear mother, I have..." Because the Dattatreya Maharshi is full of realizations, isn't it? He says to Pingala, "My dear mother, I will stay here if you do not have any difficulty. I'll stay here till morning, and when it gets brighter, I will leave." He said like that to Pingala. Pingala somehow felt some compassion for her and cleaned that bench for him to sit and relax there. And because he said that he will leave in the morning, Pingala thought that that's not going to cause any problem for her. So she was coming and going all the time. And she, at one point, due to this little service, what Pingala has done to Dattatreya Maharshi, Dattatreya Maharshi said to Pingala, "When it gets brighter, I will leave." That brightness has happened in Pingala's heart. That's what actually Dattatreya Maharshi meant. That Dattatreya Maharshi's little limited association, for a very short time, seeing Pingala's situation, Dattatreya felt sorry for her. Having taken birth in a place where Sidadevi has appeared. Sidadevi is what? Is the personification of the knowledge of the soul, Brahmavidya. Brahmavidya personified is Sidadevi. And she has taken birth in that place in Mithila. And all the kings who rule that place were all self-realized souls all the time. Isn't it? That's how this Videha name came to them. Videha means one who lives in this world without any contact with the body. That is Videha means. That is why that word is used there, that പിംഗളാനാമവേശ്യാസിൽ വിദേഹനഗരേ പുരാഹ. വിദേഹനഗരം, വിദേഹനഗരം മീൻസ് ദോസ് ദ സിറ്റി വിച്ച് വാസ് റൂൾഡ് ബൈ ഗ്രേറ്റ് പേഴ്സണാലിറ്റീസ് ഹു ഹാഡ് നോ കോൺടാക്ട് വിത്ത് ദ ബോഡി. ഇൻ അതർ വേർഡ്സ്, ഹു ആർ ഓൾവേസ് സെൽഫ് റിയലൈസ്ഡ്. ഓൾ ജനക, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ഹൗ ദ നെയിം കെയിം, ഇസ്ന്റ് ഇറ്റ്? തസ്യാമേ ശിക്ഷിതം കിഞ്ചിൽ നിബോധനന്ദന. I learned a lesson from her, and seeing, having got a place, having got birth in a place like that, engage in this most abominable activity, our Dattatreya Maharshi thought, felt sorry for, compassion came from Dattatreya Maharshi, and it automatically created the correct, nice thoughts inside Pingala's heart. This is how Krishna's mercy comes. Either comes directly or through devotees like that. Like Dattatreya Maharshi. Dattatreya Maharshi thought for a while, why she has to live like this? That was sufficient. And he desired that she will turn into the right direction in life. As soon as Dattatreya Maharshi thought that, same time, inside Pingala's heart, Pingala also had a change of heart. Pingala also had a change of heart. And Pingala, all this time, Pingala was interested in money, collecting as much money as possible. Naturally, she entertained those men who had a lot of wealth. But she knew very well, she was more interested in the wealth rather than giving any happiness to her, or they were not interested in any happiness to her, or she could not give any happiness to them either. And that is why, then constantly she was coming out and looking for who else has got more money, who is going to come and see her. But it was at that time, this thought came up inside, why should I live like this? What do I gain from this? And some strong detachment came to Pingala's heart. That is what verse 28 says there. Tasya nirvinna chittaya gidam shrunu yatha mama nirvedam asha pashanam purushasya yatha hyasi. That here, Krishna is saying to Uddhava, Uddhava, listen to this, that how renunciation can completely cut off all his desires and attachment to this world. And I'll talk to you about Pingala, he says. Nurvedam asha pashanam purushase yada ahyasi. Asi means sword. How vairagyam means when this detachment comes in a person, how it becomes a sword to cut off all the attachment to this world, if Vairagyam develops in the heart. There is a famous book from Bhartrahari called Vairagya Shatakam, 100 verses or so. Vairagya Shatakam. If you want to know about renunciation, you should read that book. It is on the net also, you can download with translations. A very powerful language he has presented, Vairagyam, renunciation in this world. Bhartrahari's Vairagya Shatakam, 100 verses. Bhartrahari was a very famous personality, same like Kalidasa. So Bhartrahari wrote this Vairagya Shatakam, and there it talks about Vairagyam. How Vairagyam, one reading that verses, one develops in a natural way Vairagyam in this world. So Pingala became renounced. Pingala became that Nirvinna Chittayam Gidam Shunyatha Mama Nirvedam Asha Pashanam Purushasya Yatha Hyasi. That Nirvedam, Nirvedam means that because of Vairagyam inside, once the Vairagyam develops in the heart, with that sword, one can cut off all other attachments in this world. Asha, Pashanam. That is what it is. Asham, Asha and Pasham. Asha means desire. Pasham means that binds us, the rope. The rope that binds us to this world. Unless we cut that knot, cut all the ropes that is binding us here, Nirvinna Asha Pashanam Purushasya Yada Hyasi. Pingala cuts off everything, and all the attachment she had for the money, for her beautiful house, for her friends, everything in one lot she cut it off. Because why? Vairagyam came into the heart. And na hyanga jada nirvedo dehabandham jihasadi yatha vijnana nahido manijo mamadam nrupam. Then me and mine, says here, it's very difficult to give up. Similarly, one who does not have renunciation, he cannot give up the ദേഹ അധ്യാസം, ദേഹാധ്യാസം, ദേഹബന്ധം ജിഹാസതി, ഹി സേസ് ദേഹബന്ധം. ടിൽ വി നോ ദാറ്റ് വി ആർ, വി ഹാവ് ദാറ്റ് റെനൻസിയേഷൻ ഇൻസൈഡ്, ദിസ് അറ്റാച്ച്മെന്റ് വിൽ ബോഡി വിൽ കണ്ടിന്യൂ ടു സ്റ്റേ, ഇറ്റ് വിൽ കണ്ടിന്യൂ ടു എക്സിസ്റ്റ്. ആൻഡ് ദിസ് അധ്യാസം, അധ്യാസം മീൻസ് ബിൽഡിംഗ് അപ്പ് ഐഡന്റിറ്റീസ് വൺ ഓവർ ദി അതർ ഇൻ റിലേഷൻഷിപ്പ് വിത്ത് ദ ബോഡി, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് കോൾഡ് ദേഹാധ്യാസം. So, to give up that, this business of building up identities with this body, that I am beautiful, I am strong, I am knowledgeable, I am this, I am that, I am a husband, I am a man, I am a boss, I am a engineer, I am this, I am that, so many I am this, I am that. All this is adhyasam, it is called in the Shastram, which is centered around the body only, nothing else. So, this is called dehadhyasam. സോ ദേഹബന്ധം ജിഹാസതി നഹ്യങ്കാജാത നിർവേദോ ദേഹബന്ധം ജിഹാസതി യഥാ വിജ്ഞാനരഹിതോ മനുജോ മമതാം നൃപാം. ഹി സേസ് ദെയർ, മൈ ഡിയർ കിങ്, ദിസ് ഈസ് അവർ ദത്താത്രേയ മഹർഷി സെയിങ് ടു കിങ് യദു. കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് കോട്ടിംഗ് ദിസ് കോൺവെർസേഷൻ ബിറ്റ്വീൻ കിങ് യദു ആൻഡ് ദത്താത്രേയ മഹർഷി ടു ഉദ്ധവ. ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ ബാക്ക്ഗ്രൗണ്ട്, ഇസ്ന്റ് ഇറ്റ്? Krishna is quoting this conversation between Dattatreya Maharshi and King Yadu to Uddhava. He says to him that you will never be able to break away from this me and mine business without the, we will not even think about giving up this dehadhyasam till you have some renunciation develops in the heart. So all these things happen there. Now coming back to this, why we are saying this is, what happened to Pingala then? As soon as this thought came to Pingala's heart, Pingala has sung a song. She sung a song. So from that, verse 30 onwards, right up to the verse 42, is what is known as Pingala's song. The song sung by Pingala. Very famous it is, that Pingala Gita. Gopis quote this Pingala in their conversation with Uddhava. You will notice if you look into the 47th chapter in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, there you will see gopis are quoting this Pingala. How come? Gopis have taken note of Pingala very much. Gopi says to Uddhava, it is in the 47th chapter. If you look into 47th chapter, 47th verse, what does it say? Param saukhyam hi nairashyam, gopya uchu. Param saukhyam hi nairashyam, soirinyapyah pingala, tajjanadinam na krishne, tadhapyasha duratyayam. Param saukhyam hi nairashyam, soirinyapyah pingala, tajjanadinam na krishne tadapyasha duratyaya. That gopis are saying, we have also come to a similar situation like Pingala. All desires have gone from inside. So even gopis uphold Pingala as a personality who had in one stroke gave up all attachment to this world. That was Pingala's success. In one stroke, she gave up everything, all connection with this world. He says here, so He says here, Param Saukhyam Hi Nairashyam Soirinyapyaha Pingala Tajanadina Nakrashne Tadapyasha Duratyaya. We can give up everything in this world, like Pingala has done. But we have this great problem, we are stuck in here with Krishna. With Krishna, our attachment, we can't give it up. Gopis are saying this. Param Saukhyam Hi Nairashyam Soirinyapyaha Pingala Tajanadinam na Krishna Tada Pyasha Duratyaya. That is the most difficult thing for us. Attachment to Krishna is the most difficult thing. Everything else we can give it up. Gopis are saying like that. Gopis are saying this. Krishna has quoted this to this incident between Pingala and Dattatreya Maharshi. Krishna has spoken that about that to Uddhava. And gopis have mentioned that the same thing in their conversation in their conversation also with Uddhava. So, what is important here is that the Pingala at this point, when she had realized what is happening, in that Pingala Gita, if you read something very interesting things, when it happened to her, that sudden realization inside, what a life I have led all the lifetime, and that decision she made, and that is what is expected. That in one stroke a decision has been made, never again into it, and decided to go back to the, that realization has come to her. Very strong desire from inside to realize the truth. And Pingala sings that song, Aho me Mohavidadim Pashyada Vijida Alpana Yakandad Asadakamam Kamaye Yena Balisham. Aho me Mohavidadim, look at my delusion, she says. That I could not control my mind. And look at the power of my ignorance, she says. How deeply I am in ignorance. And I have all this my life, all my good time I had in this world. I have spent all my energy to acquire some very cheap happiness in this world. Very cheap happiness in this world. Because everyone who come to me, they are also equally bad as me. Equally bad as me. He says, Sandam samipe ramanam radhi pradam vitta pradam nityamimam vihayam akamadam dukkhabhayadishogam mohapradam tuchamaham jajibhajetyam. That is a famous verse. Sandam samipe ramanam radhi pradam vitta pradam nityamidam vihayam. Pingala is saying, Sandam samipe ramanam radhi pradam vitta pradam nidukkham nityamidam vihayam. Why did I go out after this man? Because they were giving me money. One. And is that relationship permanent with them? No. They will all come and go. They also can't stay here. All temporary. But here, I have someone inside me who can give me the happiness million times more than what I was getting from them. The happiness what I was getting from inside, talking about the soul inside, talking about Ramachandra, talking about Krishna, whichever way you address it, but referring to that consciousness inside. I did not turn my attention towards that. I put all my attention on the people outside, in the world, in other words. Sandam samibe ramanam radhi pradam. The difference is, all my happiness, I now realize, it's coming from that source. It's not coming from the people outside. But I completely misunderstood. I thought they are giving me happiness. I thought they are giving me money. And it is they who are giving me happiness in life. But Pingala's self-realization happened in 1 second. Was she saying that, now I realize it was not coming from them, that happiness was coming from inside. And interesting thing is, he says, he is always with me. There is no time when he goes away from me. Whereas all the others who are coming, they go after a while. They'll come and they'll go. But this one person, from whom actually all the happiness was coming, I completely ignored him. Is there any more, much bigger ignorance than that? How powerful my ignorance is, asks Pingala. Sandam samibe ramanam radhi pradam vitta pradam nityam imam vihayam. Mithapradam. And he provides me everything what I need, my happiness. Akamadam. What else is there? Akamadam dukkhabhayadishogam. Mohapradam tuchamaham bhajetyam. That on the other hand, akamadam dukkhabhayadishokam. Then, actually, these people who are coming to me, they can't give me anything. All they can give me is distress, more illusion, fear, and unhappiness. That's all what comes from them. Dukkha bhayadi shokam, moha pradam tuchamaham bhajetyam. So, I have misunderstood about everything. All my understanding was wrong. I have taken to associate with these people outside, and I was looking for happiness in them, thinking that they are going to give me happiness. Is there a greater illusion than that? Pingala is asking there. Aho mayalma paridabido vrtha sangete vrtyadi vigarhya vartaya strainan aradhya artanusho nushochyal kritena vittam radim almane chadim. Then she says, me who is approaching these men and trying to sell myself, and due to that I'm trying to make money and trying to get some happiness out of that, and I have completely destroyed myself in that process. How sad it is. She is lamenting about that. Yadasti birnarmidavam shavamshyam stunam tvacha romanakai pinadham sharanavadvara magaram edat vinmutra purnam madubaidiganyam. Yadasti birnarmidavam shavashya stunam tvacha romanakai pinadham sharanavadvara magaram edat vinmutrapurnam madubaidiganyam. That up to this time she was decorating the body, making it looking good for others, dressing very well, but now she is looking at the body in a completely different way when knowledge came. That is the power of the knowledge. When knowledge comes to her, she is saying about her own body. Up to this time she was decorating that body to make it attractive for others. Now she is saying, what is this body? This body is asti birnarmida vamsha vashyam stunam tvacharomanakai pinadham. That bones are like the rafters and the creepers. Just like when you build a house, you got this main beam, from that the rafters and then the creepers. On top of, and then similarly, I've got this main beam, which is the spine. From there, the rafters are coming out, like all our different, the ribs, yes, that comes from the main beam. It's like the ribs that comes out. And then the whole thing is, instead of covering with the tiles, it's covered with the Romanakam Pinadham. That Stunam Tvaja Romanakai Pinadham. That it's covered with the skin, and then it is covered with the hair. And Charam Avadvara Magaramed Stunam Tvaja Romanakai Pinadham. Romam, hair, and the nails, everything. And this whole thing is, this body is like compared to a building. And it is covered like that. And what else? What he said? He says, Brahma, after creating this body, he made a few holes into it. 9 holes he poked into the body and created 9 holes. That is why Navadvaram. Charan Navadvaram Agaram Edad Vinmutra Purnam Madhubedi Kanyaham. And these 9 holes continuously leaks. Through all the holes, what comes out is not very pleasant thing. It's all the urine, stool, everything which comes through different holes in this body. And it is this body I have identified myself with. And I've been trying to protect this body and maintain this body. She says, Pingala says, Yadastha birnarmidav amshavashyad stunam tvachar omanakai pinadham kharannavadvaram agaramedad vinmutrapurnam madhubaidi kanyam. After saying this, she is lamenting. She is regretting very strongly for what she has done. In the next verse, videha nambure asmin aham egaiva muthadi. In this land of Videha, even where the king is self-realized, where Sita Devi has taken birth, I am the only fool in this whole country, she says. Videha nambure asmin അഹമേകൈവമൂഢതി യാനിമിച്ഛന്ദസത്യസ്മാത് ആത്മദാത് കാമമച്യുതാത്. സോ ബിക്കോസ്
ഐ വോണ്ടഡ് ടു സെപ്പറേറ്റ് മൈസെൽഫ് ഫ്രം കൃഷ്ണ ആൻഡ് എൻജോയ് ലൈഫ് വിത്ത് ദിസ് ബോഡി. ഈസ് ദർ എനിത്തിങ് മോർ മച്ച് മോർ ഡീപ്പർ ദൻ ദാറ്റ് ഇഗ്നോറൻസ്? ഹി സേസ്
സുഹൃത് പ്രേഷ്ഠതമോ നാഥ ആത്മാ ചായം ശരീരിണം തം വിക്രിയാത്മനൈവാഹം രേമേനേന യഥാരമാം.
ദൻ ഫ്രം നൗ ഓൺ പിംഗള സേസ് ദാറ്റ് ഓൺലി സുഹൃത് പ്രേഷ്ഠതമോ നാഥ ഓൺലി ദ സോൾ കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് എവ്രിബഡീസ് ഫ്രണ്ട് ആൻഡ് ഹീ ഈസ് ദ സോൾ ഓഫ് എവ്രി വൺ ആൻഡ് ദയർഫോർ ഈസ് ദ മോസ്റ്റ് ഡിയർ ടു എവ്രി വൺ ദയർഫോർ and I will hand over myself to him. I will hand over myself to him. Surrenders, in other words, to him, and I will enjoy with him. By surrendering to him, I will enjoy with him. And he, she compares herself with Lakshmi Devi. It says there, Reme Nene Yadha Rama. Just like Lakshmi Devi, I will surrender myself to him, and I will enjoy with him.
So, കിയപ്രിയം ദേവ്യ ഭജൻ കാമായേ കാമദാ നരാഹ ആദ്യന്തവന്തോ ഭാര്യായാം ദേവാവാ കലവിദ്രുതാഹ. ദാറ്റ് ഫോർ സം റീസൺ ഹി സേസ് ദാറ്റ്
ഇറ്റിൽ നൗ ഇൻ ദ ത്രൂഔട്ട് ദ ഹിസ്റ്ററി ഇഫ് യു ലുക്ക് ബാക്ക് ഷി സേസ് ദാറ്റ് ബിക്കോസ് എവറിഥിങ് ഹാസ് എ ബിഗിനിങ് ആൻഡ് എ എൻഡ് നൈദർ ദി ദാറ്റ് സെൻസ് ഗ്രാറ്റിഫിക്കേഷൻ or the persons who are receiving that sense gratification or those demigods who are also under the control of time, none of them, even they, what have they done for their own wives? He says, even the demigods, what could they do for their own wives? They have not done anything so far except that they together had enjoyed life for some time.
Devava kalavidrita. Then she says, നൂനം മേ ഭഗവാൻ പ്രീതോ വിഷ്ണു കേനാഭി കർമ്മണ നിർവേദോയം ദുരാശായ എന്മേ ജാത സുഖാവഹ.
ഫോർ സം റീസൺ നൂനം മേ ഭഗവാൻ വിഷ്ണു, കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് സംഹവ് പ്ലീസ്ഡ് വിത്ത് മീ ആൻഡ് ഡ്യൂ ടു സംതിങ് ഐ മസ്റ്റ് ഹവ് ഡൺ ഇൻ ദ പാസ്റ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ഹീ ഹാസ് ടേക്കൺ മീ ഇൻ ദിസ് ഡയറക്ഷൻ ബിക്കോസ് ഓൺലി എ ഫ്യൂ മൊമെന്റ്സ് ബിഫോർ ഐ ഹാഡ് സച്ച് ഫിൽത്തി ഡിസയേഴ്സ് and I was looking for sense gratification and acquiring wealth. Everything was my goal. Suddenly there is such a big shift in my own life. And where did this vairagyam come?
Maivam sur mandabhagyayam klesha nurveda hedava yena nibandham nakritya purusha shamamrchati.
Then if I was very unfortunate, this kind of renunciation, vairagyam, will not have happened in me. Because of this vairagyam, I became peaceful now. I become peaceful in my life.
Teno bhakramadaya shirasya shirasagramya sangada tektva durasha sharanam rajami tamadhishwaram.
Because Krishna has done this favor to me, I have given up all my attachment to sense enjoyment in this world, and I take complete shelter of Krishna.
സന്തുഷ്ട ശ്രദ്ധദത്യേദം യഥാലാഭേന ജീവതി വിഹരാമുനൈവാഹം ആത്മനാരമണേന വൈ.
ദാറ്റ് ഐ വിൽ ലിവ് ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ് വിച്ച് വാട്ട് എവർ കംസ് ടു മീ ബൈ മൈ ഡെസ്റ്റിനി ഐ വിൽ അക്സെപ്റ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ഐ വിൽ കംപ്ലീറ്റ്ലി ഗെറ്റ് ഫോക്കസ്ഡ് ഓൺ കൃഷ്ണസ് ലോട്ടസ് ഫീറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ഐ വിൽ എൻജോയ് വിത്ത് കൃഷ്ണ സേസ്
സംസാരകൂപേ പതിതം വിഷയർ മൃഷിതേ ക്ഷണം ഗ്രസ്തം കാലാഹിന ആത്മാനം കോന്യസ്ത്രാത്രാതുമതീശ്വരാം.
That one who has fallen into this world of material life, pool of material life, and one who has lost his vision because of attachments to sense enjoyment and could not discriminate anymore what is right and wrong, and who is completely under the control of the time, such a person, who can protect him except Krishna himself? Nobody else can protect him.
ആത്മൈവ ഹി ആത്മനോ ഗോപ്ത നിർവിദ്യേത യഥാ അഖിലാൽ അപ്രമത്ത ഇതം പശ്യൽ ഗ്രസ്തം കാലാഹിന ജഗത്.
That Pingala is saying now that you have to realize that this whole world is under the grip of time. Therefore, once you realize this, that you don't get have to feel very proud of anything. You don't have to feel any you don't have to feel any ownership here, nor think that you have something important to do here. There's nothing here to be done, she says.
that Atmayavahi Atmano Gopta Nirvidyeta Yatha Khilal, that when you get released from the all the senses and sense enjoyment here, Apramatta Idam Bashyet Grastam Kalal Hina Jagat, Atmayavahi Atmano Gopta, at that time the soul will protect the soul. Soul will protect the soul. And soul itself becomes the protector of the soul, which means that once a vairagyam comes inside, in a natural way, our attention will turn towards a self-realization. That's what it means. Almaiva Hyalpano Gopta means that. That till our attention moves away, shift from the world outside to inside, and vairagyam comes, it will happen. That is what Pingala is saying. When vairagyam comes, attention will move away from the world towards the soul or Krishna. And at that time, that itself will become the protection for us. We will not be again attracted by the world outside. Brahmana uvacham evam vesamadir durasham kanda darshajam chittu avashamamastaya shayyam upavivesham. Saying all of these things, she went back to bed and slept. And conclusion of that chapter, Pingala Gidam, Pingala song, Ashahi Paramam Dukham Nairashyam Paramam Sukham Yada Sanjindyakam Dasham Sukham Sushwaba Pingala. Pingala, Ashahi Paramam Dukham. The greatest distress in this world is developing desires, cultivating desires. Nairashyam Paramam Sukham. And if everywhere you got disappointment and no hope for any sense enjoyment in this world, that is the greatest happiness. Pingala says, Ashahi paramam dukham, nairashyam paramam sukham, yatha sanchindya kandasham, sukham sushwaba pingalaha. That thinking like this, Pingala gave up all her plans for enjoyment, for making money and enjoyment. She has given up all that. Yatha sanchindya kandasham, sukham sushwaba pingala. So Pingala went back to sleep. That is the story in the Bhagavatam, Pingala story. Now, if you come back to this Rasa dance, where you are talking about that Pingala story in the Bhagavatam is an attraction for that Sandam Samibe, that word, Saramanam Radhi Pradam, that he is closest to us. Krishna is closest to us. And at the same time, He is giving me the greatest pleasure. Pingala says like that, isn't it? And Radhipradam. Radhipradam means not the happiness of the body, but Almaradhi. Whenever a Radhi word used in the Bhagavatam, it is all in relationship with the soul. Almaradhi. One who gives the Almaradhi or happiness of the soul. And Vittam, Sandam Samibe Ramanam Radhi Pradam, Vitta Pradam. Vittam means not the wealth from the world outside, but that wealth what you acquire in this world, you will lose it. But here, Pingala is talking about that wealth which you will never lose it. And one who never leaves you, and one who is closest to you. I have left him. In other words, what does it all mean? It means that that awareness, consciousness in me, who is present in me all the time as consciousness, awareness, I have left him. And in other words, Krishna, who is inside us as a witness of everything, I have left them. And akamadam, that I have, that due to ignorance, I have created a lot of material desires inside me. And without agitating my mind, without making me to desire more, he satisfies me with everything. That is spiritual life, isn't it? The soul inside, when self-realization happens, the happiness that is coming from the soul is such, or which is known as the Satyachit Anandam, that Anandam from the soul, what Pingala is talking about, is such that unlike material sense gratification, which continuously they have to supply something to increase the gratification. But that desire for sense enjoyment goes away, and who by the power of his potency, the soul inside, that he does not fulfill my desires outside in the sense enjoyment. Therefore, he protects me from everything, from fear, from distress, from delusion, and all these things I create because of my contact with the world outside. Pingala is comparing her relationship with the world with her relationship with Krishna. Outside world create all these things. Bhayam, shokam, moham, dukham, everything is created by the world outside. Whereas contact with Krishna, that it is a completely opposite to everything. Therefore, I am not going to associate with anybody anymore. And I'm going to take shelter. Varanam. This is called Varanam. Acceptance of Krishna in the proper way. And I will enjoy like Lakshmi Devi, he says there. Remenena yatharama. He says, Remenena yatharama. Now, how is that possible? How can you compare Lakshmi Devi with Pingala? Lakshmi, that is a, is it not a little bit arrogance on Pingala's part to speak like that? Because after all, what is speciality with Lakshmi? Speciality with Lakshmi is, she never leaves Krishna. That is her speciality. Similarly, me too, I have left Krishna and gone, but from now on, I will never leave Krishna. Like Lakshmi Devi, I will never leave Krishna. And I will enjoy like Lakshmi Devi. Pingala says like this. So, Remenena yatha Rama. Rama is Lakshmi Devi. Like Lakshmi Devi, I will never leave Krishna and I will enjoy forever. So, in this way, Pingala is showing an example to us. This is the kind of determination and decision that has to be made. I do not want anything else, she says. And I have accepted that Ramana. Sandam samibe ramanam radipradam vitapradam mohamimam vihayam. That I will live in this world happily from now on, she says. And when she completes that chapter, she says, Ashahi paramam dukham. Desire is the cause of all my distress. Nairashyam paramam sukham. Nairashyam or disappointment. That when I don't have all these things, I become happier. And therefore, I am going to sleep, she says, giving up all these desires. Asham vihaya alpanam sukhe nirvigalpe sushwaba nirvigalpe sukham sushwaba pingala. In other words, Pingala went into that state of nirvigalpa samadhi. Nirvigalpa means there is no more, that is why it's mentioned like that. Sukham sushwaba pingala. Alma alma sukhe nirvigalpe sushwaba pingalam. That Pingala went back and joined Krishna. In other words, she has established her relationship with the soul permanently. This story of Pingala, what you have read in the Srimad Bhagavatam, is spoken in Mahabharata. Is spoken in the Mahabharata. There, Bhishma Pitamaha talks the same thing to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And it's a very short story there. And that is expanded in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This Pingala Upakhyanam, Pingala story. So, you may wonder, this Pingala story, first time when you read Srimad Bhagavatam, this will appear in your mind. Sukabrahmarshi or Sukadeva Goswami is a Paramahamsa, self-realized soul. Totally liberated, isn't it? Fully liberated. Jivan Mukta he is. Paramahamsa, Jivan Mukta, everything. He is Sukabrahmarshi. Such a great personality. Why did he choose to speak about a prostitute story in the Srimad Bhagavatam? That too in the Ekadasha Skandam. That too in the Ekadasha Skandam. You may wonder like that. To bring a personality like that as an example. To bring a story of Pingala in Srimad Bhagavatam, that too by a personality like Sukadeva Goswami, who is self-realized, totally liberated, Paramahamsa stage always, and it's only been spoken for one reason only. Only for one reason it's been spoken, just to give us a slap on our face. Just to slap on our face. Because this story, Pingala story, if you properly understand, it's our story. It's our story. Because Pingala problem was, forget about her prostitution and all that, that's not the issue here. Pingala's main problem was, got attracted to this world to a large extent, isn't it? Unnecessarily got attracted to the world to a very high degree. Pingala developed an attraction to this world and to the objects here and to the personalities in the world. Pingala got attracted to money and Pingala got attracted to the men in the world outside. This was her problems. And just like Pingala had the contact with the world outside, when we have the soul inside, we leave that. And through these five senses, we keep contact with this world all the time. And therefore, as far as Sudev Goswami is concerned, we are also Pingalas. We are no different than Pingala. Because like Pingala, our attention is always in the world outside. All the time in contact with the world. Never time for to go inward looking or to think about the self or the soul who is providing us everything all the time in our life. For our happiness and for enjoyment, sense enjoyment, the rasa, rasam is coming from there. Rasam is coming from the souls, is coming from the soul. Isn't it? The soul is the source. But completely ignoring him, not caring for him, who is presence inside, like Pingala went on looking for happiness in this world, in some form or the other, through all the five senses and trying to enjoy this world, that is Pingala. That is what is Pingala is. That is why Pingala is only a personality she has chosen to tell us this story. To tell us this story. So Pingala Vakhyanam in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is, appears in Mahabharatam also, where Bhishma talks to Yudhishthira about it. So here you can see, the moment we give this contact with the world outside of sense enjoyment and break that contact, and we accept Krishna inside as the reality, immediately we become gopis. Immediately we become gopis. The word gopika, we also goho, means knowledge. Gopika also has a meaning like that. Knowledge. In other words, one who keeps on drinking the rasam or rasam of the knowledge, she is called gopika. That is how this word gopi has come. So one who is drinking the happiness that is trickling down from the soul, the rasam from the Atma, Atma rasam. One who is drinking all the time, that is the gopika. In other words, she has come to know about Krishna properly. So, gopis knows this very well, because they know Krishna is Brahman itself. And then they cannot have any taste for anything else in this world. So, So in the Bhagavatam, if you remember, that when Krishna appeared, there this discussion happened between Vasudev and Krishna. Krishna was going to be carried away at that moment. It says that Yuvavam putra bhavena brahma bhavena cha sakran chindayando kridasnehau. Then very clearly Krishna told Vasudev like this: from now on you can treat me like as your son, putra bhavena, like your son you can treat me. Yuvavam putra bhavena, but never forget this relationship. Brahma bhavena cha sakrata. That Brahma Bhavam, that I am also the soul of everyone, Brahma Bhavam. This is what we easily forget. Vasudeva was also forgotten. We also forgotten the same thing. So inside what's happening is that when Krishna appeared, like in the case of gopis, you can see that gopis have come to know that the soul inside is Krishna. They mentioned that in the Bhagavatam later, when you come to Gopiya Gidam, you will see. Gopi is mentioning that Preshto Bhavam Tanubradham Kila Bandhuralma. Gopis are saying, Ramena Sartham Madhuram Pranidam Shabhalkino Mayanirakta Chittaha വിഘാടഭാവേന നമേ വിയോഗ തീപാദദൃശോ സുഖം വിധായാം. And there you will see there, Preshtotamam Tanibrido Kila Bendhuralma. Then who else are you? Gopis are saying, addressing Krishna. You are that soul inside. Who is closest to us and who is our soul? Who is our soul? So, once we have come to know, like the gopis have come to know, that the soul inside everyone, that Atma is Brahman and that is Krishna, then you will lose that taste for the world outside. And this situation where the gopis are in, this mixed condition, that means the world outside that's going on, at the same time inside Krishna consciousness is also getting strengthened every day. Gopis are day by day becoming so Krishna conscious that their interest in this world is slowly disappearing. In the beginning it is in a mixed state. So gopis are saying that. Gopis are mentioning that. We lose our taste for living in this world, and this mixed condition is the gopis state. So Krishnavataram, when Krishna appeared, already this was spoken. Yuvamam putra bhavena brahma bhavena cha sakrat chindayando krita snehaum. That means he was instructing, Krishna was instructing Vasudeva and Devaki that you should always stay in that state. Treat me like your son, that's okay. But brahma bhavena cha sakrat, always remember in the state of Brahman realization. Chindayando krita snehaum, knowing very well that I am the Brahman, and in that way you cultivate your attachment for me, said Krishna to Vasudeva and Devaki. Knowing very well who I am, that I am the Brahman, the soul of everyone, keeping that in mind, develop your attachment for me, he said. So, Chindayendo Kritasnehaum. So here, what he says is that if you, Vasudeva and Devi had in a natural way putrabhavam, isn't it? Putrabhavam means they used to think that Krishna is our son. That relationship was there. If you add brahma bhavam to that putrabhavam, it becomes valsalya bhakti. That is how bhakti develops a particular format. Putrabhavam is based on the understanding that Krishna is their son, which is their natural way it is coming through Vasudeva and Devaki. Krishna told Vasudeva and Devaki, to that putra bhavam or feeling of that relationship as the son, add brahma bhavam to it, and then it becomes valsalya bhakti. What is brahma bhavam? Brahma bhavam is this: even while dealing with Krishna, Vasudeva and Devaki has to be fully conscious that it is that person who is inside their heart as the soul, as their soul, as Vasudeva's soul, as Devaki's soul, and everybody else's soul. In that way, Krishna says to Vasudeva and Devaki, if you relate with me in that way, yuvamam putra bhavena brahma bhavena chasakrat chindayendo krita snehav, and show all your love and affection for me, you will advance in the platform of valsalya bhakti. Valsalya bhakti. You will develop bhakti. You will develop bhakti inside. So, that is what was mentioned there. Chindayendo krita snehav. And here you can see here valsalya bhakti. Similarly, gopis also has done exactly the same thing. Their relationship with Krishna was, they prayed to Kartayani, we want Krishna as a husband. Krishna came as a husband. And gopi started relating with him in this way, that he is our husband. Added to that, they added this brahma bhavam to that, and it became madhurya bhakti. So this is how different rasas develops in different people. Valsalya bhakti, dasya bhakti, sakhya bhakti, shanta bhakti, all bhakti comes in this way. We have this nature of relating with others in some way, isn't it? But normally in ignorance, it's completely on the understanding of bodily relationship. Father thinks of the son as his bodily extension, in other words. So he has come from me, so therefore on a bodily level there is a relationship like that, or between mother and children, or whichever bodily contacts connections in this world is all like that. Krishna's point is, even if there is any relationship with anybody on a bodily level, whatever it may be, if you can add the Brahma Bhavam towards that, that will develop into bhakti. Krishna, Vasudeva and Devaki developed Valsalya Bhakti in that way. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda developed Valsalya Bhakti. And here you can see gopis developed Madhurya Bhakti because they took Krishna as their husband, and to that concept or to that understanding they have added this Brahma Bhavam. That means they have started seeing Krishna is nothing but different, not different from their own soul. And then it becomes Madhurya Bhakti. It becomes Madhurya Bhakti. All that Madhurya Bhakti. So first thing what they have done is they have accepted Krishna as somebody, isn't it? So for all those who are engaged in sadhana process in this world, they also have to do the same thing. First of all, I need only Krishna. That is the first decision. Nothing else I need. And that we have to teach our own mind. I need Krishna. That relationship with Krishna is like that. That whenever we think of, although we don't know anything about Krishna, at least if we think like that, I want Krishna. That is the first thing. I want Krishna. And Vedavyasa Maharshi says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the sages are also telling us that there is no other way except that. And therefore, I need to get Krishna. I need to have Krishna. And even if you don't fully understand it properly, what it means, if we have developed sufficient faith in the great sages who have given us these instructions, if you keep on saying this to ourselves, that you want Krishna, and before I lose this body, before I give up this body, I want to realize the truth, I want to experience Krishna. And that approach is bhakti. That itself is bhakti. Bhakti itself is self-realization in one sense. That because you keep on stressing this, that all that what you want in life is to get Krishna, nothing else. If that is firmly established inside, then Krishna is saying here, you have to make it as a sadhana within. That is a sadhana. To tell oneself that all I want in life is Krishna, nothing else. If we continuously talk to ourselves in this way, Krishna is saying here, like the gopis have done, they have accepted Krishna. That is why they could say like that. And they mix their relationship with Krishna as a husband. They prayed to Kartikeyani Devi. But the good fortune they had was they have accepted Krishna first. They have accepted, and then they started realizing that Krishna, when Krishna gave him that understanding who they are, who Krishna is, they started Krishna seeing Krishna as their own soul. Their own soul. And that developed into Madhurya Bhakti. So this is called Varanam. Varanam means inside acceptance. Inside acceptance. And every moment we have to say this to ourselves, like Vritrasura did. So that never leaves us. That thought never leaves us of accepting Krishna. Only in that case, Krishna says, all your sadhana, all your yoga system, all your pranayamam, all your chanting the holy name, everything will bear some, it will create the result for that. That is self-realization, realization can happen easily. What did Vritrasura says? Nanaka prashtam najaparameshtyam. This is the example of Vritrasura's acceptance of Krishna. How Vritrasura accepted Krishna. This Vritrasura's acceptance of Krishna and Gopi's acceptance of Krishna is very similar. There is not a big difference. If you look into the sixth canto, you will see there. Nanaka prashtam naja parameshtyam, na sarvabhaumam na rasadibhatyam, na yoga siddhi abunarbhavam va samanjasatva virahayyakankshe. Ajadabaksham miva madaram kakha, sanyam yadha valsadara chudhartha, priyam priyeva vishayam vishanna, yenye ravindachadadarkshade tvam. There are few verses, four or five verses in the Vritrasura's prayers to Krishna. Very much similar to the gopis' relationship with Krishna. Accepting Krishna, first thing, that's what Vritrasura did. Chitrakedu has come as Vritrasura, isn't it? But that devotee, nature, Chitrakedu was not so learned in all the shastram. And Chitrakedu has not executed a lot of sadhana either. But what Chitrakedu has done was that total acceptance of Krishna, complete acceptance of Krishna, that he has done well. And that is the result that his words, if you read, you will see it's very much similar to the way the gopis have spoken. Na naga prishtam, na japarameshtyam, na sarvabhaumam, na rasadhibatyam, na yoga siddhi, apunarbhavam va, samanjasatva virahayakankshe, ajada vaksham ivam adaram khaga, sanyam yadha valsadara chudhartaha, priyam priyeva vishidam vishanna, mano aravindasha didarchade tvam. Mamotama shloka janeshu sakhyam, samsara jakram brahmadam sokarmabhi. So, look at Vritrasura's words. You will, if you read through that translations, you will see how Vritrasura, how serious he was about going back to Krishna. That is the Vritrasura's greatest, that is why those prayers from Vritrasura is completely of a different nature than compared to all others. If you look into the sixth canto, you will see this chapter. Chapter 11, 24. It says there, aham hare, verse 24, aham hare tava padaika moolam, dasanu daso bhavidasmi bhuyam, manasmarir smare asubadeir kunamste, grinidava karma karo dukaya. Na naga prishtam na japarameshtyam na sarvabhaumam na rasadhibatyam na yoga siddhira munarbhavam va samanjasatva virahayakankshim ajada baksham vivamadaram khaka sanyam yadha valsadara chudhartam priyam priyeva vishidam vishanna manora vindakshada darkshade tvam mamottama shloka janeshu sakhyam samsara chakre brahmadaswa karmabhi tanmaya yalpalpajada aragehe asakta chittasya nanatha bhuyan. Looking into those prayers from Vritrasura, you can see that acceptance inside. Acceptance in Chitraketu. He has accepted Krishna in such a way that everything Vritrasura says there, I do not need to go to the heavenly planets. I do not go and sit in Brahma's chair. I don't want to be an emperor. And I don't even have the fear that I have to accept another body either. But the only thing what I have is, I'm feeling the separation from you. This is acceptance of Krishna. Feeling that separation from Krishna, that I want that, he said. I don't want to be separated from you. But after that, you can do anything you like with me. Vritrasura says to Krishna. Just like he says there, ajada baksham ivam adaram khaka. Just like the birds, small birds, who haven't got the wings to fly yet. They are just born, newly born birds. So the father and mother leave them in the nest and they go away looking for food. And they'll come home later on in the day to bringing the food in their beak for the babies. Isn't it? The big birds, the parents, they bring them back for the children. And these little birds, they are waiting there for the father and mother to come and to feed them. It is very interesting to watch in different species how the babies are looked after by the parents, whether it is birds or whether it is polar bear or whether it is penguin or whatever it is. If you look all that, they all have that arrangement in the nature, how that affection has come to the parents towards the children to look after them. That is Krishna's power. Krishna works in this material nature. Krishna has put this particular for the species to survive, that somehow or the other, a feeling for care for the their babies in the parents. It has created that. And that is what saying here, that ajada baksham ivam adaram khaka, they haven't got the wings to fly yet, and they are waiting for the parents to come to feed them. Stanyam yadha valsadara chudhartaha, that similarly at the time to drink milk, the calf knows where to go, looking for the milk. And it starts crying and the mother starts replying from somewhere. that I'm here, come over. And she, though that lady, who has developed all these connections between the calf and the cow. And similarly, he also gives the example, sanyam yadha valsadara chudartha priyam priyeva vishidam vishannaha, that a newly married couple, when the husband goes away, how wife waits for the husband to come back, that connection also. All these are examples of that feeling of separation in them, how Krishna's arrangement is such that Vritrasura is saying here, all I am looking for, in that, in the same way, all of them, like the birds, like the calf, like the wife, I am waiting here to come back to you very anxiously. You can see that urgency in Vritrasura's mind to go back to Krishna. And that is what Bhagavatam is telling us. That till we get that urgency in us to go back to Krishna, all our sadhana and all other things simply remain as a activity of the mind and the senses and the ego. So this urgency of accepting Krishna, acceptance of Krishna means that, not that, oh Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's fine, I accept you like that. Not saying like that. But inside that urgency to go back to Krishna, had enough of this material life and material world, have experienced there is no happiness here. All the happiness what you experience here is nothing but covered distress. And eventually, and there is only distress on offer. Dukkhanyalokya jandushu, all living entities in all species are constantly experiencing distress. And from this, a discrimination vivekam comes to him. Alabdhva todrupadatvam, at that time attention goes away, shifts from the world to inside towards the soul. Labdhva todrupadatvam, that is that tattvam. Guna charita katha ulbhaval bhakti bhuma, at that time he becomes serious, takes into satsangam, association, and in satsangam hears about Krishna's glories. Who is Krishna? Like Parikshit was hearing, isn't it? Parikshit heard about Krishna in many ways. Parikshit heard about Krishna as Krishna has protected him while in the womb of Mother Uttaradevi. Krishna has protected the family while the battle of Mahabharata has happened. But ultimately, Parikshit realized who Krishna is. What is that? He realized that Krishna is nobody different. Andar bahi purusha kala rupaihi. Externally as the time, inside as nectar, purusha kala rupaihi. Prayachado mrityamrudamrudam cha maya manushyasya vadasva vidvan. That prayachano, he carries on doing things like this, that outside as mrityu, death, he comes as kalam in the form of time personified. And if you leave the world and goes inwards and looks for Krishna inside, what you find? There is nectar in the form of eternity, blissful and knowledge. So that is why that changeover, prayachado mrityu, mrityamrda amrdam cha maya manushyasya vadasva vidvan, that maya manushya, that Krishna, who is in taking the help of maya, performs all these activities in this world, and therefore attention must go towards Krishna, who is inside everyone. That is why here, that Vritrasura's heart is, Vritrasura is also feeling that separation so strongly like the gopis did. So this is that mood what is required before we study these verses or these chapters of Rasa Dance. That only a devotee, only someone who has such an intense desire to escape from this world and go back to Krishna and to be with Krishna and never to separate again from Krishna and feeling that intense separation from Krishna, such a person, when he reads Rasa Dance, these five chapters, he will understand it properly. He'll understand it properly. So, so in the same way like Vritrasura did, gopis also approached Krishna in the same way. That was their state of consciousness. They have lost all the interest in the world. They have lost interest in their own family, friends and society, including their own children and husbands. That was their children. പതിസുതാന്വയ ഭ്രാതൃബാന്ധവ ഗതി വിലങ്ങിയതേന്ദ്യച്യുത ഗതാഹം. ഗോപീസ് ആർ സെയിങ് ദിസ് ഇൻ ഗോപിയാഗീതം. വി ഹാവ് ലോസ്റ്റ് അവർ ഹസ്ബൻഡ്, വി ലോസ്റ്റ് അവർ ചിൽഡ്രൻ. പതിസുതാന്വയ ഭ്രാതൃബാന്ധവ, വി ഹാവ് നോ മോർ ഫാമിലി മെമ്പേഴ്സ് ഇൻ അവർ ലൈഫ് എനിമോർ. Because they have all told us to go, leave us and go. They left, we have left them, and they have left us. Padisudanvaya bradrabandhava gedi vilangadein achudaha gadaham. That we ran after achuda. In other words, they were for self-realization. Explicitly it is not spoken as self-realization, but that Gopika Geetam is only to tell us of a soul who is trying to withdraw from the world and started its journey towards Krishna. And it has to get over so many obstacles in that process. Isn't it? Once you leave your attention in the world, what happens? Nobody wants to hear from you anymore in this world. Nobody has any interest in you. Because as far as they are concerned, you have no interest in them. Gati vilangyadin achudaha gadaham. ഗതി വിദസ്തവോദ്ഗീത മോഹിത കിതവയോഷിത കസ്ത്യജയന്നിഷി. ഇൻ ഗോപിയാഗീതം ഗോപീസ് ആർ സെയിങ് ദിസ് ടു കൃഷ്ണ. ഗോപികാസ് ആർ സെയിങ് ദിസ് ടു കൃഷ്ണ. സോ ദി സെഡ് ടു കൃഷ്ണ ദാറ്റ് സോ കൃഷ്ണ ഹാസ് ടോൾഡ് ദ ഗോപീസ്, വെൻ ഐ കോൾ യു യു ഷുഡ് കം, വെൻ ഐ കോൾ യു യു ഷുഡ് കം. സോ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ഹൗ സ്പിരിച്വൽ ലൈഫ് ഈസ്. ഫസ്റ്റ് അക്സെപ്റ്റിംഗ് കൃഷ്ണ ആൻഡ് ലിവിംഗ് എ ലൈഫ് ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ്. Krishna will call everybody one day, those who have accepted him. That acceptance is more important. When Krishna will call us, that is very difficult to say. Many, many devotees, they live in this world in that mood, in that state. They have accepted Krishna and they are waiting for Krishna to call them. When Krishna calls us, at that time, that mood, Bhagavad Bhavam, will develop inside the heart. There is no decision when Krishna will call us. It can happen any time. There is no decision about that. If Krishna calls us sometime, then at that particular point in time, you will notice that whatever business or activity you are busy with in this world, all of that will become in a mess. Once Krishna starts calling, that's what will happen. Everything what you are doing in this world, it will become a mess. Therefore, everyone is frightened of Krishna. Why? Also about bhakti. People are frightened about bhakti. They say, it's all right, you can practice bhakti and all, but just for a half an hour or so in the morning or on a Sunday afternoon. Otherwise, you should carry on with your life, because whole time if you keep saying bhakti, 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 where is it going to end up? So everybody is frightened about that. Just like what happened to Guru Nanak, isn't it? Guru Nanak, you know the story of Guru Nanak. We spoke about that before also. Guru Nanak was working in a shop as a shop assistant. They sold grains, grocery shop or something. But Guru Nanak's consciousness was such, all the time it is Krishna, Krishna, Krishna was always in the heart. Always in the heart. He couldn't see anything in this world separated from Krishna. And that intense desire to go back to Krishna was very strong inside his heart. So once it so happened that some customers came and he had to measure the grains and give it to him. He had to measure the grains and give it to him from the huge sacks, bags, whatever they were stored in. So with a small measuring pot, he was measuring that and putting it into the other, into the customer's bag. So he kept measuring, ek, do, teen, char, panch, che, sat, aat, no, thus. Carried on. He kept on doing every time he measured. Then when it came to gyara, bara, 11, 12, 13, when 13 came, tera. He couldn't stop that tera. He is so realized inside that it's all tera, it's all Krishna's. Tera, tera. He couldn't go to the next one. He kept on doing this. Tera, 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 just like chanting the holy name, it has become like that for Guru Nanak. So, it is then that people started saying, Guru Nanak has gone crazy. They started saying he has gone crazy. He has gone, become crazy because of this number 13, they say. The craziness of number 13, they say. Because people say that 13 is also a Crazy number, isn't it? Nobody wants 13. So yes, 13 has caught him, they say. They say the number 13 has caught him and he is in trouble because of the 13. They started thinking like that. But Guru Nanak was seeing something higher than all these things. So he started dancing. Tera, tera, tera. He was dancing like that. So from then onwards, he spent the rest of the life singing this tera. Everything is Krishna's. So everything belongs to Krishna. Similarly, even it could be that when one is working in the kitchen, that the call may come from Krishna. Or it could be that you are working in the office, it can happen. When it will happen, when Krishna will call, it's very difficult to say. That is why it is mentioned, Upanishad statement is, Yadahareva vrajet, tadahareva pravrajet. There is a Upanishad statement, Yadahareva vrajet, tadahareva pravrajet. It means that when Krishna calls you, at that moment, you will leave everything here and you will go. And that call is an irresistible call. Irresistible call. That call from Krishna. You can't resist that. That is why Krishna says, gopis are saying here, you should never get close to Krishna. Gopis are saying like this. So you will see, if you look into the, if you look into Bhagavatam, in the 47th chapter, in the 47th chapter, there is a statement from the gopis, never get closer to Krishna. Keep a distance, they say. Why do they say like that? They say, if you look at the 47th chapter, he says, 47th chapter, verse 13, Gopi Vacha. Sakradadadra adharasudham swam mohinim payayitva sumanasa iva sadhyas tyachyajesman bhavadrikya paricharadikadam tad padabhatmam dupadma abhipadakritasheda uttama shloka jalpaihi. Adharasudham swam mohinim payayitvam. Once it so happened that when we had associated with Krishna, he gave us so much happiness, and just like a bee takes a little bit honey from the flower and it leaves the flower and goes away. It goes to the flower only to get the honey. It takes the honey and then it leaves the flower and go. Similarly, he has associated with us and he has taken the happiness from us and enjoyed with us and he has left us like the bee. And sumanasa iva sadhyas tatyaje asman bhava adrikka paricharadikadam dad padavatmam dupadmam. What we don't understand is, how is Lakshmi Devi keep on serving Krishna in this way? Well, how come she hasn't stopped this? Because she is also cheated by Krishna. They are saying, abhi paricharadikadam dad padavatmam dupadmam abhibadakritacheda uttama shloka jalpai. Anyone who falls into listening to him, he will get trapped. Uttama shloka jalpai. Krishna is uttama shloka. What? Because he talks so sweetly that anyone who hears him, he will fall into that trap. And then he will go after him. And then he will be cheated one day. Gopis are saying there. Gopis are saying there. Gopis are saying like that. And divi bhuvi rasayam bhuvija rasayam kastriyastad durabha kapada rujirahasam bhruvijram basse yasyu charana rajam upase yasya bhudarvayam ka abhijakrapana bhakshe uttama shloka shabdaham. And that whole gopi, this is what is spoken here, is the Brahmaragidam, and where they mention there that look at our own fate, gopis are saying. What do they say? If you look into the verse 18, he says, Yadanu charidalila karna piyusha viprud sagradadana vidhuta dvanda dharma vinashtaha sabadi griha kudumbam dinam ulsrajyadinaha bahava iha vihanga bichujaryam charandi. Gopis are saying, look at this way, that we got attracted to him. We love to enjoy with him and hear about him, and sagradadanam, because we heard about him, And we drank a little bit of that nectar of Krishna's transcendental beauty, transcendental nature. We had a little bit of experience of that. And what happened to us? Look at us. He says, Sakradatanavidhudam dvandudharma vinashtaham. Because of that, the duality had left us. In other words, when self-realization happens and our connection with the soul is established, this duality of the material world leaves us. Gopis are confirming that. Sakradatanavidhudam dvandudharma vinashtaham. Dvandha dharma, the duality of this world. What is that duality? We talked about it many times before, isn't it? What is duality means? Duality means to see everything as two here. There is no two things. Something is good, something is bad. Something is beautiful, something is ugly. Something white, black. Boy, girl. Man, woman. Night, day. Like this, anything you take in this world, there is two opposing things you feel. This is the dvandva dharma. Dvandvam comes from that. It will not allow you to see that one thing, what sagradana vidhuda dvandva dharma vinashtaha. When dvandvam comes, ragadvesham comes. Ragadvesham is also dvandvam. Ragadvesham is also dvandvam. When Krishna says ragadvesham, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna uses a word dvandvadidan, one who has gone beyond the duality, dvandvadidan. It's the same as gunadidan. It's the same as a devotee. It's the same as a yogi. It's the same as a jnani. Everything, it is the same in qualification. But Krishna is spoken on behalf of duality, therefore he is called dvandvadidan. It's the same as siddhaprajnan. It's the same. Siddhaprajnan is the same. Karma yogi is the same. They are all dvandvadidam. They are all freedom from duality is there in them. So that is what they are saying here. Sagradana viduda dvandva dharma vinashtaham vat yadanu janadalila karna piyusha viprun sagradana viduda dvandva dharma vinashtaham. When you hear these things from Bhagavadam, can you imagine that these gopis, they were illiterate? Can you believe it like that? You can see that they can see the very subtle aspect of spiritual life. And that vasana and realization has followed them because they were great sages in their previous life, performing great austerities and penances. And they have already reached a very higher state. That is why in a very easy way, even in their conversations, they are able to bring up this dvandva dharmam. Normally people won't speak like this, would they? Dunda dharma vinashtaha. And what else do they say? Sabadi griha kudambam dinam ulsrajya dinaha. In that process, they say, because dvandvam has gone away from us, sabadi griham kudambam, our house, our family, everything, dinam ulsrajya dinaha. And everything that we have given up, all our attachments to all of these things, all of these things. Bahava iha vihangam. Bichujaryam charandi. Just like the birds, they move away from one place to another. They don't live like us, isn't it? If you look, they migrate from one place to another. They live in another place for a long time. Then they move somewhere else. Like that, they don't have a fixed abode like we have at the moment. They keep moving. They build their nest somewhere for some time and they live there. And they may decide to move away from there to somewhere else and live there. So, bahavaiha vihangam bichujaryam charandi, like that birds, or like the sannyasis who have no permanent abode either. And we have also become like that. Gopis are saying like this. Bahavaiha vihangam bichujaryam charandi, all because of we have come into contact with that person, Krishna. That is what gopis are saying here. So, here you can see that in gopis' words also, gopis are saying to us that this is what will happen. This is what will happen. That when association with Krishna happens, all these things is meant to happen. All these things will meant to happen. So (clears throat) So gopis are saying here, bhagavayivihingam vishwajaryam charandi. So similarly, the attraction from bhakti is like that. When Krishna pulls a jiva, like the magnet, he pulls away, and we get caught in that thing, we will also become like the gopis. And that's the way Krishna blesses everyone. But to everybody it may not happen in the same way. We saw an earlier example in the Bhagavatam, if you remember, that the wives of the Brahmanas, for them it was a different situation. That we have talked about before. Krishna's relationship with devotees are always different. To wives of the Brahmanas, he told them that you have come here, but go back home and stay with your husbands and their relatives. They will accept you, because when they left home, they had the fear whether they will be accepted back. And Krishna has blessed them that they will accept him. And to the gopis, Krishna said, you leave home and come. And gopis had a much more difficult situation. So the difference here is that gopi situations are more like a sannyasi state, isn't it? So there is more beauty in gopis' blessings than in the blessing for the wives of the Brahmanas. Because it's more like a sannyasi stage there, and there is no rules anymore gopis have to follow. The Viprabhatni, the wives of the Brahmanas, they were also accepted by Krishna, but Krishna said you go home and live with them. That means you have to follow the rules of the society, everything. Whereas gopis' case, they have left home, everything, all connections broken. And like gopi said, bhava ihavi hangam bichu jariyam charandi, like the sannyasis or the bichus or the birds, no permanent abode, no relationships in this world, they are wandering in this world. They are saying to him, actually, strictly speaking, the proper sannyasis are the gopis. Proper sannyasis are the gopis. They have not taken sannyasam officially, nor they have changed their name to this Swami or that Swami. And they have not learned any mantram, sannyasa mantram or tantram or anything. But aspashta parigraha abalaha, Krishna says in the canto 11, if you look in the Ekadasha Skandam, what Krishna says about the gopis. It is very interesting, the words Krishna has used about the gopis. If you look in the 12th chapter, in the 11th canto, if you look into the words, Verse 13 in the 12th chapter, where Krishna talks about the Salsangam. That chapter is about Salsangam, isn't it? And Krishna gave the example, gopis have also reached that state through Satsangam, Krishna says. And there he says about gopis, Malkama Ramanam Jaram Aswarubavido Abalaha Brahmamam Paramam Prabhu Sangal Shada Sahasrasham. Matkama Ramanam Jaram Aswarubavido Abalaha Brahmamam Paramam Prabhu Sangal Shada Sahasrasham. Although these gopis had great attachment for me, and although they have realized my nature, my identity, they have understood me, who I am, and even though they were relating to me in the form of a relationship in the Jarabhavam. Jarabhavam means in a loving lover mood. But because they have come, but in spite of all that, they have come back to me in hundreds and thousands, he says. Sangal Shada Sahasraja, hundreds and thousands, Brahmamam Paramam Prabhu. They have reached me back. So Matkama Ramanam Jarvam Asurupa Vido Prabhu. He says there, that Mameva Ramanam Jadam. They have not taken sannyasam. Krishna says there, if you ask them what is self-realization or knowledge of the soul, they don't know. They don't know, he says there. And they won't understand. Abalaha, they are women. Mameva Ramanam Jaram. But they have come to me thinking that there is happiness in me. And they have come to me because they had a loving attachment for me. They have in a not jaram. Jaram means that not in the proper way, in a way which was not based on dharma, in other words. So they came to me. But due to the power of satsangam, they were caught up in the net of me, and they have forgotten everything and came back to me. So gopis also, you can see, they got caught up in Krishna's net and they have accepted Krishna. That was their success. Gopis have accepted Krishna, just like the way Vritrasura has accepted Krishna. And they were women from ordinary household wives and grihastha, and they had the husbands, wives, everything, children, everybody were there. In spite of that, they have accepted Krishna. Normally, when we live in the householder life, we have accepted householder life as the most important thing, isn't it? Our attachment to wife, children, friends, relatives, society and all that. But gopis did not do that. They lived at home as housewives, but they accepted Krishna in their heart, as like the way Vritrasura has done. And when they accepted Krishna, in that way, Krishna tested them. And that is that pastime we discussed yesterday of stealing the clothes. Stealing the clothes. Stealing the clothes means what? Completely taking away the bodily concept of life from others. That's what Krishna has done through that pastime of stealing the clothes. Sharirabhimanam. That means our identification with the body is so strong. If that does not leave us, we will not move into the spiritual platform. That is why, in order to get rid of that from the gopis, Krishna has stolen that clothes and made gopis to realize that this body is not what they are. That identification with the body was broken in that way by Krishna's arrangement. That what is that dress we are talking about? We also have got a lot of dress inside us, isn't it? Not the external dress. The soul has got many dress over it. That many kinds of pride and ego inside us. So, every time when we are exposed and insulted in this world in different ways, whenever there is a disturbance to our pride and ego, at that time, when it gets hit, it is also a kind of getting closer to Krishna. In other words, that is the actual process where Krishna is preparing ourselves to get rid of this falsely identification with the body. Only at that stage, Krishna pulls us towards Him. In different ways, that is why dukkha nyalokya jan dushu, different kinds of distress that happens here is also, what does distress mean? Distress means that the false ego inside is getting hurt. That is distress, isn't it? So when the false ego keeps on experiencing the distresses in this world, every time it experiences, the bodily identification starts withering away. It goes away. When the bodily identification goes away, it's exactly the same way it has happened to the gopis. All these stories of stealing the clothes, this rasa dance, all these stories are to present to us this principle of bhakti, how bhakti develops in a heart of a person and how he will be invited by Krishna when he is ready, when he has completely given up attachment to this world. So we'll discuss after 15 minutes or so. So, Krishna has started playing the flute in the Sharadkala Purnami. Bhagavan Apito Ratri Sharadhot Pulla Malliga. Sharadkalam is the autumn season, isn't it? Autumn season, Krishna has started playing the flute on the full moon day, Purnami day. Bhagavan Abhido Ratri Sharadot Pulla Malligaha. That autumn season, when the full moon day came, Krishna decided to play the flute. And gopis are hearing that flute. And they are enjoying that flute. One who has got rasa, rasam is actually the rasam. Rasam. Rasam means bliss. Rasam means bliss. And bliss, another rasa swarupam is rasam. Whenever we say rasam, it is actually full of bliss or anandam. Full of bliss or anandam. Now this word rasam is Krishna. Rasam is Krishna. Rasovai saha, it says in the Upanishad. If you look into Taittiriya Upanishad, in the 7th chapter, this statement comes. Rasovai saha. Rasakevayam lebdhva anandi bhavadi ko eshanyatva pranyat yadesha agasha anando nasyal esha ovaj anandayati. It goes like that. Then it says there, that which is known as the self-creator is verily the source of joy. The source of joy. Yadvaita sukradam rasovai saha. Referring to that truth, absolute truth, the soul, the source of everything, Taittiriya Upanishad is saying, Yadvaitat Sukradam Rasovai Saha. It is all made of, it is full of bliss, full of anandam inside. Rasaha Hevayam Lebdhva Anandi Bhavadi. When rasam comes, what happens? Anandam comes. Rasam is not different from anandam. Rasam brings anandam. When rasam happens in anything, anandam comes. And source of the rasam is the soul. Rasovai saha. Ko hyushat kihiva anyatyatva pranayat sadesha agasha anando nasyan. For one becomes happy by coming in contact with that source of joy. With that source of joy. Who indeed will inhale or exhale if this bliss is be not there in the supreme space within the heart. So that bliss is already present inside our heart. Hridaya kuhara madhye, it says in the Upadesha Sara. That hridaya kuhara means that there is a space inside where it is experienced. Everything is experienced. Everything is experienced. That's why raso vai saha rasaha kevayam labdhva anandi bhavati. Ko hinyu anyastak pranas pranyad yadesha agasha anando nasyad. It says in the Taittiriya Upanishad. So that is why the word rasam has come from, rasam has come from there. So practically you can see we are living in this world because a little bit of that rasam we are getting from this world. Here and there, a little bit of it. We are getting it, therefore we are living in this world. But practically you can see that the life has only one meaning. It takes birth in bliss, it lives in the bliss, and it dies in bliss. What does that mean? It takes birth in bliss. It is also coming from the Upanishads. It takes birth in bliss, and it remains in bliss. It stays in the bliss, and it gives up this world in bliss. Because, only because we get a very small fraction of that bliss from our life in this world, that is why we are able to continue living in this world. Otherwise, this world is not a great attraction. So, he says there, bliss is be not there in the supreme space. If it's not there inside us, if we don't experience that, we won't have any desire to maintain ourselves in this world. If we don't have it, and a very small fraction of that, we are getting it from the sense objects. From the sense objects. That's why we live in this world. If we don't have it, there is no meaning to this life either. But that is all a reflection only. Only for a very short time. But that anandam that has come from the rasam. Rasam is the surubam of the, or rasam. But that rasam what we are experiencing is not sufficient. As long as in that rasam, if it is mixed with, if there is false ego permeating into that, there will always be break of rasam. That is why we are not getting that rasam continuously. Even when we experience some rasam in this world, it's not continuous. The reason for that is, it's broken often by the false ego. False ego creeps into it and it breaks it. So, because, so long as false ego is there in a person, the rasam will always be broken. So, without any trace of false ego, there is a rasam. Without any trace of false ego, And if you become, experience that rasam, you become that rasam and not different from that. In other words, what Upanishads are saying, without any trace of false ego, when you start experiencing rasam, the person who is experiencing that rasam, he becomes that rasam, or it turns as rasam. It becomes rasam. A stage comes like that. Only when you become like that, it becomes rasam. It becomes rasam. That means, when there is false ego operating inside us in the form of jiva bhavam, in the living entity, considers himself, isn't it, all our other anartha in this world. Ahankara vimodha atma, karta hemidhi manyade, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, kartrutva boktrutvam, raga dvesham, attachment and aversion. All these are coming from the false ego, from the false ego. When the false ego is interrupting everything, whatever little trace of rasam is coming from this world in sense gratification through senses, that doesn't remain. It gets broken all the time. It gets broken all the time. But Krishna says here that when rasam becomes free from even the slightest trace of false ego, that rasam will become, eventually we will identify with that rasam, and that becomes rasam. When identification comes with the rasam, that means individual soul is not thinking independent of rasam anymore. It has lost its false ego completely, and all what remains is only that rasam coming from the soul, and that is called rasam. That is called rasam. And at that situation, the person or the ahankaram who was enjoying that rasam in some form slowly become weakened, and rasam or becomes rasam. It becomes the most powerful force. So gopis here is looking for that. They are looking for that rasam. That means they are losing their all identity as themselves as gopis or in that particular body, and identification with the home, family, wife, husband, children, all identity they have lost. That means their completely false ego has been gone away, completely wiped out. And that is what has happened in the Rasalila. If you remember, when you read through Rasalila, you will notice all these things happening in the heart of the gopis. They losing their ego. Completely Krishna took away everything. Even the slightest trace of false ego they have lost. The result of that was they were situated in the rasam state, in the rasa state. So Bhagavan Krishna completely removed their gopis wants that, and gopis who have become matured to receive that kind of that state of consciousness, their heart, their false ego has gone completely taken out, and more or less it has become matured, but still they have to become more matured to completely participate in the rasolsava or rasa krida. They had to become more matured. That's what you will see in the rasa krida. They were already mature to a large extent, to a very great extent, but still there was some trace of false ego in them, and Krishna had to get rid of that as well before they could completely participate in the rasa dance or rasolsava, it is called. Bhagavan abhido ratri sharadhol pulla malliga vikshirandam yatha chakre manas chakre yogamaya mupashrida. So Krishna engaged in that rasa dance, and before, in Krishnavadaram, in Krishna's appearance, before Krishna appeared in this world, before that, Yogamaya entered into this world. Yogamaya came to this world and she spread herself everywhere. You know that when Krishna appeared in this world, if you read the appearance part of the Bhagavatam, you will see before Krishna appeared, she came first. Who came? Yogamaya came. And she spread her control all over. They spread her control all over. So, and to prepare everything for Krishna's arrival. In other words, before Krishna appears inside us also, Maya has to appear. Maya has to appear. Adhyalpa Ramayanam, if you read Adhyalpa Ramayanam, Sita Devi says to Hanuman that it's a very interesting statement. In the beginning of the Ramayanam, it's a very amazing statement from Sita Devi. Sidadevi says to Hanuman that Sidadevi spoke about right from the appearance of Ramachandra right up to the end of Ramachandra being crowned in Ayodhya again. Sidadevi talks about the whole history to Hanuman. Sidadevi says all this to Hanuman in a nutshell. And after that Sidadevi says here that actually Ramachandra has not done anything. I have done everything. I have done everything. Because in Ramachandra there is no activity. He is eternal, completely transcendental to everything, and no activity happens inside. The only thing is, he says there, everyone, people think that Ramachandra has done this, Ramachandra has done that, and also people start taking this, Ramachandra is doing everything. But remember this, she says, Sidadevi says there, that Ramachandra has not done anything. Actually, everything I did. In Ramachandra's presence, I get the strength to do everything. She says like that. Because if a Yogamaya is not there, Nityavastu is Ramachandra or Krishna. That is Nityavastu. Nityavastu don't do anything. Nityavastu won't do anything. Yogamaya appeared there. So you can see that is why Sidadevi has done everything she says. But to us, it appears as though Ramachandra has done. Ramachandra don't do anything. Including killing Ravana, everything Sidadevi has done. Not Ramachandra has done. From the spiritual understanding, in Ramachandra's presence, everything is conducted by Prakriti, Yogamaya. She does everything. Yogamaya is also the Chit Shakti, isn't it? Bhagavan Abhido Ratri. That is why in the first verse itself, Sudeva Goswami says that Krishna cannot even engage in this activity. Before all this happens, Krishna requires that assistance of Yogamaya. Bhagavan Abhido Ratri Sharadol Pullamalligaha Vicharandam Manaschakre Yogamayam Upashridaham. Yogamayam Upashridaham. So in the autumn season, the mind, generally autumn season, creates a little disturbances inside the mind. If you sit inside the house all the time and keeping looking at this jadavastu means things which has no life, then this will happen. Mind will become a little bit vikalam. Vikalam means it will become very dull. That is why all the great sages, they like to see the sunrise in the morning. And they like to see all the changes that is happening in the nature. All the changes that is changing of the different seasons. And how the nature outside, how she is changing according to the time. These things one can observe in the morning hours. So rishis, sages are telling us, one should see these things at least for some time, otherwise our mind will become very, very dull. Very, very dull. Just like you can imagine, many people who get up, what time? 10 o'clock? 10, 11 in the morning. And they live a life like that, they have no contact with the world outside. The whole life becomes very boring for them, because by the time they wake up, most of the changes that's happening in the Prakriti is already over. Like what is that changes? When the seasonal changes, the sound of the birds that comes out, and also the rising of the sun. All these things are the changes that's happening in the nature. Then all these things and the different sounds that the birds make at that time, and how they fly in the sky, all these things, one is supposed to watch them and enjoy that. And if one see all these things and experience that, we can understand or at least get a glimpse of the rasa that is coming from Krishna. Just like the sunrise, then the flow of the river flowing, and the waves that creates the noise in the sea, all these things one should observe. This is the injunction from the rishis, because they are also actually coming from Krishna. all these things Krishna, the sages, the rishis has given us as the dream. That is the thing what Krishna, the rishi says us to dream about all these things, to watch them and to dream about them. Only then you will understand this rasa dance, rishis are saying. Because this change in this material nature itself is also another activity that is happening within the chit shakti, within the chit shakti. But instead, what do we get nowadays? Instead of all these things, we have got these computers and televisions and so many mobile phones or whatever it is. And that is why it becomes so mechanical inside due to the association with the jada shakti. Jada shakti, computer, television, all these are jadam, dead matter, isn't it? Due to our association with that, this rasam, which comes as rasam, does not wake up inside. We have no experience or we have no taste for anything. We have no taste for anything. No connection with the changes, no relationship with the changes. That's what's happening inside the prakriti, inside the prakriti. So, Sharalkala Chandrika, first thing Krishna talks about, Sukadeva Goswami says there, Bhagavan Abhido Ratri Sharadol Phulla Mulliga. So Sharadol Phulla Mulliga, that means if you see the moon in the autumn season, it will completely has influence on the mind. Because mind and the moon are closely connected, isn't it? Mind and the moon are closely connected. That is the reason you can see sometimes when the new moon day comes, close to the new moon day, those who have got mental problems, they get more disturbed at that time. Mental problems, they get more disturbed at that time. On the other hand, when the full moon day comes, they feel more peaceful. Just like the tide in the sea, high tide and the low tide, which is also connected with the moon, isn't it? Now similarly, mind, we say people who are crazy, who have been put into, locked up in some place for the treatment for their madness, we call it as lunatic asylum, isn't it? That word lunatic has come from the word moon, lunar effect, or from the effect from the moon. So mind and the moon, they have a very close relationship. They have a very close relationship. So, because of that, when the new moon day comes, when the darkness comes, the moon, absence of the moon, creates certain extra disturbances in their mind. On the other hand, it is also recommended when one has a lot of mental problems, mental distress, if one is experiencing, he should look at the full moon as much as possible, and that will settle the mind down. These are simple things what the sages have given to us and which they practiced in their own life. Sun rising, moon rise, moonshine, moon's effect on the fruits and vegetables, on the plants that grow in this world, the influence of the moon, all these things are taken note of by the sages. And they recommend to us that being absorbed in the nature in that way will help to understand what this rasa dance is. Because introduction to rasam is like this, that Krishna one day decided on that full moon day, in the autumn season, Vicharandam Manas Chakra, that time Yogamaya Mupashridaha, that in Krishna's, as these thoughts have developed in Krishna's mind to immediately enter into rasa dance. The effect of that is because of the moon. It says like here that mind and the moon are practically non-different. If you say this, you won't understand that because it's very difficult. As I was mentioning yesterday, all the senses in the body, there is a predominating deity. So the predominating deity for the mind is the moon. According to the moon's waxing and waning, it has its own effect on us. If you look into astrology also, the moon's position is important. And every month, depending on the influence of the moon, you will experience certain distress in some form. You will not find very happy in some days because of the influence of the moon. So, Just like when the full moon is in the sky, it can create good thoughts inside, in good emotions inside. Similarly, that particular day what happened was, they are also saying that it is due to the presence of the moon only that silver is created under the ground. Silver is created under the ground. Similarly, sun enters into the earth and it creates the gold. It creates the gold. This is all words from the rishis, sages' conclusion. I don't know what the science says about silver and gold, but sages are saying when the sun enters into the ground and within certain circumstances, gold is created under the ground. When moon enters the ground, in certain circumstances, silver is created under the ground. So, there it mentions here that you can't solidify all these things, these statements, because from a subtle level, rishis have understood this and they have told us all these things. So, that's we will see here now. Tadodu rajam kukubakurer mukham prachyam vilipan narunena shandame sachashaninam mridagachujo mrijan priya priyayami vadirga darshanam. Then, tadodu raja kukubakurer mukham prachya vilimban narunena shandame sacharshaninam udagachujo mrijan priyam priya priyayami vadirga darshanam. That when the moon appeared in the sky, Sudeva Goswami says here, after a long period of time, if a lover meets his beloved, lover wants to decorate the beloved's face with kumkumam. What is the word in English? Kumkumam? Kumkum is vermilion, yeah. With that they want to decorate the face of the beloved. In the same way, the moon which has risen in the east, it has by its rays, cool rays, it appeared as though it is giving similar experience to the material and material nature. Not only that, it also took away the distress of the human population at that time, it says. And what else? Drishtva kumudvandu makhanda mandalam ramana nabham navakungumarunam vanancha tat komalagho biranjidam jagaukalam vamadrishamanoharam. Then, drishtva kumudvandu makhanda mandalam ramana nabham navakungumarunam. That Krishna enters into the forest in this way. How, although complete, but face was effulgent, like the Lakshmi Devi's face, and the moon, which was as though like a kumkum, it was appearing. That due to that cool rays of moonshine which was coming, and seeing that the moon's rays has spread everywhere in Vrindavanam, seeing that Krishna started playing the flute in order to attract the attention of the gopis, wanted to steal the heart of the gopis. So the nature also was favor getting themselves ready for the rasa dance, ready for the rasa dance. That is what is mentions there. Drishtva kumudvandamakhandamandalam ramana nabham navakungumarunam vananjadal komalagobiranjidam jagaukalam vamadrisham manoharam. Jagaukalam vamadrisham manoharam. Said moon's face, moon rays has come all over in the forest, it has spread. And especially they looked very beautiful from the plants and creepers when the tender leaves that has come out from the plant in the moonshine, they look more beautiful. One has to experience the smell of the flowers. One has to smell the flowers in the night when they open up. And Similarly, one has to smell the earth after warm summer, after hot summer, when the rain comes, how the smell of the earth changes. And similarly, in open spaces, one has to experience the breeze of the wind, the breeze, experience in the body. And similarly, when the moon rises in the sky, one has to, one should enter into the river and one should dip himself in the water. And these are good fortunes as far as the sages are concerned. If you do all these things, what will happen is the subtle consciousness in us or the subtle body in us will open up. Nice emotions will develop inside the heart. So here, when the full moon was in the sun, in the sky, one should, the rishi's instructions, all these things to us. When the full moon is in the sky, one should bathe in the river and sit next to the, in the river bank and meditate on Krishna, because it's the most opportune time. The mind is very peaceful at that time. And meditation is easier. When we do like that, with the help of that Purna Chandra, that means the full moon, if you meditate on Krishna, Krishna appears in the heart very easily. And he will give that rasolsavam to us, to everybody else. So rasanubhavam, or experience of rasam, is there everyone. And whole of Yamuna river bank, the whole of the river bank was actually opened up, ready for the rasa dance. Jagaukalam vamadrisham manoharam, it says that Krishna performed this, Krishna played the flute at that time. Krishna played the flute. So first of all, the nature was ready for that. And Krishna has come to that scene looking at the nature. How the full moon in the sky was decorating the whole of Vrindavanam. And that's that forest of Vrindavanam, and also the full moon, everything has affected Krishna's playing the flute. Krishna desired to play the flute and invite the gopis to come. That's why it mentioned, Jagaukalam Vamadrisham Manoharam. Who are they? Who are they? These gopis. They are not. Who are they? They are not Vamadrik. Vamadrik means, that is how Krishna is getting their attraction. Kalam, Vamadrisham Manoharam. Kalam, Vamadrisham Manoharam. Says Kalangalam Vamadrisham Manoharam. That means the sound that was coming from the flute all the time, that is this Kalam, that was actually stealing the heart of the gopis. Kalam Vamadrisham Manoharam. That when to indicate to us this Krishna's flute playing is Krishna's call. Krishna calling the devotee to come back. When Krishna's call comes, mind disappears. And that is what has happened to the gopis also. When they heard the flute played by Krishna, the gopis have lost their consciousness. They had never thought about anything, that they were living at home. They were living with their husbands. They had children to care for. That means the mind is completely gone. That is what happens when Krishna calls. Kalam Vamadrisham Jagaukalam Vamadrisham Manoharam Jagaukalam Vamadrisham Manoharam. That gopis lost their attraction for home, attraction for husband, children, everything. And all their attention was on Krishna's playing flute, the sound of Krishna's flute. So that is what it is mentioned here, that once the call comes from Krishna, mind disappears. What will normally the mind does? Mind will tell us, don't go, and it will only creates everything the negative side, isn't it? That is what normally the mind does. And either mind will tell you, what is the point in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? Better not to waste time. Can't understand everything what they are talking about. And I didn't know, I don't have to go, I cannot go now. And it will create a doubt inside, not to go. Nothing is here. As soon as they heard the sound of the flute, immediately gopis have lost their, there is no more mind in them. Mind has disappeared for the gopis. And that is what it is mentioned there, that Nishamya Gidam Tadananga Vardhanam Vrajastraya Krishna Krihida Manasam Ajangmu Anyonyam Alakshitodhyama Sayatra Kando Javalola Kundalaha Nishamya Gido Tadananga Vardhanam. That when they heard the flute, what happens? That is what has happened to them. To tell us these things has to be understood in this way only, that Krishna, when Krishna played the flute, immediately gopis have lost their mind. There was no mind. Mind, what it does is, it does the opposite thing. Negative thoughts, it creates inside, isn't it? If you want to go and hear Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, mind says from inside, don't go. Why waste time listening to all these things? And mind will give you some other engagement. It will take you to something else. Something will, mind will give more importance to something else than Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. And you will be driven by the mind. That is what it's saying here. Nishamya Gidam Tadananga Vardhanam Vrajastriya Krishna Grihida Manasam. Vrajastriya, the gopis, as soon as they heard Krishna's call, Krishna's flute, what happened? Tadananga Vardhanam Krishna Grihida Manasam. That immediately Krishna Grihida Manasa, Krishna has captured the mind. They had no more attraction for the body, no more attraction for the home, no more attraction for their children or husband or the elderly members in the family. All that is immediately lost, immediately disappeared. And what else? Ajagmo anyonyam alakshido udyama sayatra kando javalola kundalaham. Ajagmo anyonyam alakshidodhyama. Then mutually they started talking to each other, let's go. All of them were talking to each other, let us go. Alakshidodhyama and sayatra kando javalola kundalaham. That their kundalam or the eardrops that was on their faces, that was there, they were moving because they were running very fast to get close to Krishna. Because they were doing that, Sukadeva Goswami says there that sayatra kando javalola kundalaha. The kundalam or the eardrops in their ears were moving very fast and the gopis were running towards Krishna. So, important thing here is that Krishna played the flute and immediately when they heard the flute, immediately to the forest they left. They were all engaged in different occupations in the house when Krishna was playing the flute. But as soon as the flute, the sound of the flute entered through their ears, it entered straight into the heart. So, unless we hear Krishna's playing flute or Krishna's pastimes, or Krishna's tattvam, Bhagavat tattvam. If it goes inside us, what it creates us, what does that mean? That is what Vidura says in the Bhagavatam, isn't it? If Krishna's playing flute, or Krishna's transcendental activities, or or Krishna's tattvam, Bhagavat tattvam. If any of them enters into the through the ears, what happens to us is spoken by Vidura, says this in the Srimad Bhagavatam when Maitreya Maharshi had this conversation with Vidura. If you look into the third canto, you will see there what he said, that Vidura's words on that. Vidura says there that yet karna nadim it is in the third canto.
Chapter 5, is it?
Yes. In chapter 5, if you look the verse 11, how Vidura puts it. Vidura says there, Katrupna Tripnaya Tirthavado Bidhanal Satreshu Vasu Iribiridhyamanal Yakarna Nadim Purushasayado Bhava Pradam Geharatim Chinatim. That Katrupnaya Tirthavado Bidhanal Satreshu Vasu Iribiridhyamanal. That in great Satram, like what Shaunagrishi and Sudha Goswami, there, in that great Satram, great, great personalities come. Bhagavata Satram it's called. Sri Narada Maharshi and others, they come. And constantly they glorify Krishna. And when you hear about Krishna in their, from their mouth, that flow of their realizations, what comes from through their lips, or their anubhuti, or their realizations of Krishna, that will come through our ears and it will enter into our heart. And what it does? Ya karna nadim purushasya yato. That karna nadi, there is a, as I mentioned before, there is a nerve that flows from the ears to the heart direct. It is called karna nadi, also called amrita nadi. There are main 108, this is from the Yoga Sutra. Yogis who practice Ashtanga Yogam, they know all these sensitive nadis in the body. Karna nadi, another name is Amrita nadi. Why it's called, normally that nadi is blocked. In normal situation, that nadi is blocked. And when we continuously hear about Krishna, that nadi slowly opens up. And that is when anubhuti develops in the heart. Whatever we hear through the ears, normally because it's blocked, we don't get any anubhuti inside. Anubhuti means realizations inside. Here, Vidura is saying, Ya karna nadim purushasya yato bhava pradam geharadim chinati. That bhava pradam geharadim chinati. That flow of Krishna's amrita pravaham, of the realizations of these great devotees, that will flow through the ears, and it will come to go inside the heart and completely wipe out the attachment to home, family and other things. Griha Sakti. Asakti means attachment. Attachment for home, family, wife, children, all that kind of thing which is become asakti. Asakti means, as you know this word, asakti is excessive attachment beyond, which is causing actually a problem in spiritual life. That's why it says here, Ya karna nadim purushasya yado bhava pradam geharatim chinati. Bhava pradam geharatim chinati. He says it completely breaks up everything. See. So therefore, Krishna katha, or hearing about Krishna, is sometimes dangerous. Similarly, Bhagaval katha, Bhagaval surupa varnanam, that is describing about Krishna, discussing about Krishna. And Krishna's transcendental qualities. Three things. Either it is Krishna's transcendental qualities, or Krishna's transcendental pastimes, or Krishna's Swarupam. Swarupam means discussing about Krishna's Bhagavat Tattvam. What is Krishna? All that is Bhaval Pradam Geharadim Chinati. And that thing, what repeatedly pulls us back into this material world again, that asakti, griha asakti, that will also go. And the asakti, or asakti means this attachment, which is in us in a very deep rooted level, our attachment to family, all these things, it is compared, it will be cut through, it will be cut off. Similarly, just like in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that, isn't it? About the tree, that is that tree what Krishna is talking about. There's a tree which is upside down. Listen, which is upside down. And the root has to be cut off, Krishna says, isn't it? If you look in the Bhagavad Gita, you will see that word. That is that tree what he is talking about. Urdhvamulam, athashaga, ashwattham, prahuravyayam, chandamsi, asyavarnena, yasvam vedasa vedavit. You can see that in the Bhagavad Gita. I think it is the 13th chapter. 13th or 14th? 15th. Yes. Krishna says there, that Urdhamoola Matha Shaka. That chapter is a very important chapter. Yoga of the Supreme Person. Yoga of the Supreme Purushottama Yogam, it's called. It is this tree what is being will be cut off. This tree. That tree in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, that tree has root upwards and the branches downwards, isn't it? There's a banyan tree which has its roots upward and its branches down, and whose leaves are the Vedic hymns. One who knows this tree is knower of the Vedas. And he also mentions there, asanga shastrayana dradena chitvam. Then, if you look into the next verse, that mentions, adas chordham prasardastasya shakha guna pravardha vishaya pravalaha adas chamulan anusandadani karma anubandhini manushyaloke narubamaseha tadobalabhyade nando nachadir najasam pradishtam ashwatthamenam savirudhamulam asanga shastrena dradena chitvam asanga shastrena dradena chitva tadapadam yad parimargidavyam yasmin gadana nivartanti bhuya tameva chadyam purusham prapasya purusham prabadye yada pravarti pravrshta purani prasrshta purani. So that tree what Krishna is talking about here, Krishna is talking about here, is this what comes through this nadi, and breaking that tree means cutting through that nadi opens up for us. So Krishna is mentioned through this flute, what we read here about this playing of the flute, that once that root is cut off of that tree, the root of the tree is this asakti or attachment to this world, attachment to this world. So after seeing Krishna, after experiencing Krishna, one does not come back again, because when we see the Krishna, that root has been cut off. But that thing, by seeing what? The jiva, living entity, does not want to come back. That is that Venugana Shravanam, the hearing of the playing of the flute. Nishamya Gidam Tadananga Vardhanam. Ananga means Kama, the Cupid. So what is the symptom of that Cupid? The whole world is under the control of this Cupid. Under the control of this Cupid. Personified form of Kamam is controlling the world. Smaran Anangan. These are all another words for that. Smaran Anangan. It doesn't have a particular form, but the whole world he controls. He is the governor of the world. He is the governor of the world. Whole world is controlled and kept under his control. Kamam mukhyamani stri purusha samyogam. That mainly that lusty relationship between the man and the woman in their association, what that develops is the arrow of the Cupid. Cupid's control. How he keeps a man and a woman under control. Where did this kamam or lust, where did that come from? And paranetradi saddhangda kama sandhavanam and kama sanjeevani dakshaha. In the Lalita Sahasranamam, one name given to Sri Parvati is haranetradi saddhangda kama sanjeevana oshadhi. There is a line there. About Lalita Sahasranamam, while addressing about Sri Parvati, mentions there that this kamam or lust, which is coming as a relationship between man and woman, attraction between man and woman, how this has come? Haranetra agni sandagna kama sanjeevana oshadham. That from Shiva's eyes, third eye, fire came out, and in that fire, Kamadevan, Cupid, got burned. He woke up again. And that medicine to wake him up is actually Sri Parvati. So, what has happened there, that we identifying with this body or thinking that we are this body, the jiva who is in ignorance, ajnanam, in his ignorance, and when he realizes I am not this body, and when he has managed to escape from the grip of the mind
and the gross body, and when he started seeing the pure consciousness inside, within one's own heart, that is that third eye. When everything gets burned means that, when the third eye opening, you may have seen Lord Shiva with the third eye, and people talk about when the third eye opens, everything gets burned. Practically what he is saying to us is that due to our realization that I am not this body, I am not this mind, and all the upadhi, mind, body, intelligence, ego, all are upadhis of the soul. When the soul has shed all its upadhis and it got fully released from the grip of the different upadhis, and it start experiencing that pure consciousness inside, in its pure form as consciousness, in the form of the blissful nature of the soul and the pure knowledge and the anandam, chitta and anandam, chit shakti and anandam starts manifesting in a person, and that means the opening up of the third eye, opening of the third eye. So when, and that opening is actually, what is opening is this awareness is opening, who I am, that opening. That is the greatest opening, isn't it? Opening these normal eyes is not a big thing. Everybody is opening their eyes. But we say the opening of that eye, Shastram is saying, opening or waking up inside, that is the opening of the third eye. That means inside waking up to the reality. What is that reality? That body has nothing to do with me. I'm not this body. Body is not mine. Body is not meant for enjoyment. All these realizations, all the three. I'm not this body. Body is not mine. Body is not meant for my enjoyment. These things. This is the waking up inside. And similarly, all the other activities of the mind. Mind is not mine. He has surrendered the mind to Krishna. Whatever happens in the mind, it is happening because Krishna wants it that way to happen. In this way, all the control of the body has gone. Control over the mind has gone. Body and the mind. Similarly with the intelligence also. And finally the ego. When all these things disappears and the soul gets freed from the grip of the upadhi, of this mind, intelligence, ego and the gross body, and it starts going towards the soul, looking for its realization, what its pure identity is, it is at that time, that is what is mentioned here. So, that is what this means, opening the third eye. Opening the third eye. Once that third eye opens inside, that ajnana-janyam. Ajnana-janyam means that moham or delusion that has come due to the influence of the ignorance inside, which was born from ignorance, that goes away. That goes away, which means kamam. Kamam means the lust that one experiences, particularly between the male and the female forms. That kamam, that goes away. When that goes away, it is the same situation where the jnani is. When jnani is situated also in the same state. And similarly, when his attention comes to the world outside, from inside the chit shakti, from chit shakti, one power that starts coming out. And that has come out and it has gone back to it again, and it performs what is known as a kama keli. And that is not outside, not externally, but internally. Not outside to a man or a woman, but one inside oneself towards the soul. A power that permeates, that begins from the chit shakti, it develops an attachment or it develops a relationship. Not with the male female form outside, what one experiences, but instead it goes and develops a similar relationship with the soul, of one's own soul. That is why opening of the third eye means. Opening of the third eye means that it loses its interest. Normally, when our eyes are open, we see the different names and forms in this world and develop connection, attachment or asakti there.
But when the third eye opens, Krishna is saying here, Sudeva Goswami is saying here, when the third eye opens, what will happen is that from the Chit Shakti, a powerful force comes out, and Jnani, when his attention is in the world outside, even though his attention will be outside, senses are busy with outside, but inside this powerful force builds up, and because it is another aspect of that Chit Shakti, it only goes inwards and it separates from the Chit Shakti and goes towards the soul, and goes towards the soul. And that is what Krishna is Sudeva Goswami is talking about here. That it is a leela of the Chit Shakti with the soul. It's a leela of the Chit Shakti of the soul. Soul means here our consciousness, pure consciousness. It is not attracted by the world outside, this Chit Shakti. Rather, it turns towards the soul and consciousness, in other words. Nishamya Gidam Tadananga Vardhanam Rajastriya Krishna Grahida Manasam. Angam means body. And hearing Krishna's flute means, if you look at that word, you will see how Sudeva Goswami has very carefully structured that word. Nishamya Gidam Tad Ananga Vardhanam. Then hearing Krishna's flute means Tad Ananga Vardhanam. Angam is this body, isn't it? Angam means body. Ananga means that which is not the body, means soul. Nishamya Gidam Tad Ananga Vardhanam. That means the spiritual energy is getting strengthened inside. When the gopis heard the sound of the flute, that is the power of the flute. That is why Sudeva Goswami is using that word specifically, Anangavardhanam, not Angavardhanam. Angavardhanam means bodily attraction. Anangavardhanam means attraction for the soul. Nishamya Gidam Tadanangavardhanam Vrajastriya Krishna Grihidamanasam. Then Krishna has completely taken control of that person. Control of the person. And their mind is, at the moment, is completely under Krishna's control. There is no mind anymore. Gopis are saying to us that somehow or the other, if Krishna has taken control of your mind, you have actually escaped from this world. You have actually escaped from this world. Just like a father takes his little son to the market, to the shop, for shopping. The child says to the father, I'll hold on to your feet, I'll hold on to your hand, say 2 or 3 years old. The child says to the father, I'll hold on to your hand, to one of the finger father shows, and the child holds on to it. Father says to him that, no, I'll hold you, he says. If the father holds on to the child, there is no chance of losing the child, because father is holding on to him. Similarly, for the living entity also, Jiva, if he is under Krishna's control, the chances are that we will not get lost. But if the child says to Krishna, I will hold on to your hand, or if he say to Krishna, I will hold on to your hand, the possibility is that, just like the child, if by chance the child loses its grip on the father's hand, the child can be lost in the crowd. Isn't it? It can happen that way. That's why it is mentioned, Nishamya Gidam Tadananga Vardhanam Vrajastriya Krishna Grihida Manasam. All these things are happening in this rasa dance. That gopi's relationship with Krishna was like that. Then, somehow or the other, if Krishna has taken control of our life, we have escaped from here. We have escaped from here. So, if Krishna holds, but if we keep on holding on to Krishna at any moment, we can be dropped. We can lose it. The connection can go, just like the between the child and the father. If any moment the child leaves a hand, he can be lost in this world, isn't it? But if Krishna takes control of the child, like the father takes control of the child, if Krishna takes control of her life, then there is no possibility of getting lost anymore. So that is what it is mentions there. We have escaped from there. So, in the normal case, If you hold on to Krishna, the child holding on to Krishna's father's hand is like the devotee performing sadhana. He is doing sadhana. It depends on your strength. Depends on your strength on the sadhana, you can hold on to Krishna as long as you like. But in other words, it depends on your strength, anushtanam or upasana or sadhana. That's where it depends on. If that is what is holding on, and the jiva who is attracted by Krishna and seeing that attraction, then after seeing Krishna's beauty, which is beyond this world, if it gets attracted by that, then the jiva can escape, provided if he gets attracted by Krishna, because his mind is not in his own, it is in Krishna's hands. It is not in Krishna's hands. Therefore, devotee is always independent. Devotee is always independent. One who has surrendered to Krishna is always independent. One who has not surrendered to Krishna is always in danger. It's always in danger. We'll stop there now. It's 10:45. And hopefully, we may be able to have 3 or 4 classes during the Easter. During the Easter, we'll continue at that time. So with this, we finish today. And you have heard Srimad Bhagavatam for the last 9 days. I don't know what has happened, what has gone in, what has stayed out. Whatever it is, as we mentioned before in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, it has its own potency to create the right consciousness inside. That taking your attention away from the world, and what the sages has given us through Srimad Bhagavatam, that wakes up the soul inside. It has to work. It has to work. That is why Krishna mentions that in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna himself says that, isn't it? That yatha yada alpa parimrujyate sau malpunya ghada shravanabhidhanehi tatha tatha pasyati vastu sushmam chakshuddhivai anjana samprayuktam. That is what Krishna says to Uddhava. Uddhava, it is like this. Yatha yada alpa parimrujyate sau. That if you keep on hearing this, what? Mal punya ghata sharvana bhidhanehi. If you hear Krishna's transcendental qualities, transcendental pastimes, and transcendental nature of Krishna, Krishna tattvam, in other words, what will happen? Tatha tatha pasyadi vastu sushmam. That sushma vastu inside, most subtle thing, the soul, chakshuddhivai anjana samprayuktam. It has to come out at one day. We'll stop there. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Dina Diyama Prabhu Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki.